Your brand of country, KMTS, presents local high school sports. High school sports on KMTS are presented by Flooring America, covering the country one home at a time. By Mr. Vac, cleaning and restoration. For any kind of mess, Mr. Vac is the best. And by Berthod Motors GMC Buick, serving Western Colorado since 1944. This broadcast is also made possible by Carl Ciani, State Farm Insurance, by Alpine Bank, and by Bighorn Toyota. If you would like to hear your business on this list, give us a call at 945-9124 and ask about sponsorship opportunities. Now, with the call of the game, here's Ron Milhorn and Keith Harris.
Well, he's half right. Good afternoon from Steamboat Springs High School. This is Pat Dupre with Keith Harris, and we're going to jump right into the game. Kickoff, Steamboat kicking off to Glenwood. We're going to be moving left to right once Glenwood gets the ball, and the officials allow the kickoff. Good to be here. Early game due to the official shortage. We are starting at 4 o'clock or there just after. So we'd also like to welcome Elite Sports Sponsor, Bank of Colorado, member FDIC. Want to thank all our sponsors for making this broadcast possible. And here we go. Steamboat kicks off. Ball is taken at the 2-yard line. Glenwood's going to run it up to... Oh, he's got a clean shot. Glad we could take it all the way, running the ball.
It's Ray Rosenmerkel.
It's Ray Rosenmerkel. Rosenmerkel doing a great job, and he's going to get taken down at the Steamboat 16-yard line.
Wow, and he almost broke that one, too. They just grabbed him by the towel hanging on his belt.
That was the ultimate touchdown-saving tackle. Steamboat taking him. They're actually going to mark him down at the 17 of Steamboat, but a beautiful kick return by Rosenmerkel. And that's a great way for Glenwood to start the game.
Oh, absolutely. Ray is their number one ball carrier with Blake Nieslanek still out, so we're going to see a lot of him.
Sandoval under center, takes the ball, hands off straight up the middle. They're going to go ahead and tackle only they're going to make about a 2-yard gain on that run. I was actually trying to figure out who ran that ball.
Yeah, it's number 26. I don't have him on my roster.
I don't have a 26 on our roster either.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're already starting off with some new additions to Glenwood. And they're in the double wing, double tie formation, single back. Sandoval under center, takes the ball, pitches it to Rosenmerkel. Rosenmerkel weaving his way through the line. And that ball, they're going to, Steamboat takes him down at the 11-yard line. But it looks like we do have a flag on the field, I think. Can't tell if that's the position marker. Nope, that is a penalty marker. Let's see what this one's going to be.
Face mask against Steamboat.
Against Steamboat. Yep. Rough way for Steamboat to get going, and they've had such a good year going so far.
Is that
going to
be a 5-yarder or half the distance?
That's a 5-yarder. Yeah, they're going to go ahead and mark that at the 6-yard line of Steamboat. And Glenwood just working their way down the field off that beautiful kick return by Rosenmerkel.
First and goal,
Demons. Sandoval back under center. Double wing, double tight formation. Actually, I take that back. They've got an offset back to the left in motion. They fake the run, and it's a tack. It's a loss for Glenwood. They pitched it back. Sandoval tried to run it himself.
Sailors recover.
Oh, it's a fumble.
He fumbled the snap.
Fumbled the snap trying to recover it, and... Steamboat recovers.
Oh, man. What a way to take away the momentum of that opening kickoff.
It really, Glenwood had all that momentum going in. Penalty went for him. And just a muff snap to try and punch it in. Four quarterback for Steamboat. Of course, they're wearing their black jerseys, red numbers. And from up here in the very comfortable press box, by the way, thank you, Steamboat, for having these facilities.
Tell you what, this is one of the nicest
in shotgun. It's a low snap. Steamboat recovers, but it's going to be downed at the 3-yard line. The running back actually had to end up catching that ball because it was at the feet of the quarterback, and the quarterback had to jump out of the way so that they were able to recover. And it'll be second down for Steamboat on their own.
Looks like the 4.
Up a second 15.
3-yard, four-yard line. Yeah, second 15 for
Well, first
Steamboat.
First game jitters.
Right.
That first snap is always the most dangerous one in high school football.
Glenwood taking full advantage of the mistake. They were able to jump on that one quick and make sure that they weren't able to actually move that ball in any direction. Back in the shotgun once again for Steamboat. Four wide, two to each side. It's a quarterback draw.
It's like he's,
they pick up about two yards?
Two, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to mark that at the 7-yard line of Steamboat. Good swarm tackling by Glenwood. Everybody in on that one. Even though they were so spread out, Glenwood actually came to the ball quite nicely and quickly.
Tell you what, Steamboat's uniforms are good looking. You know, black and red is always a good.
Absolutely.
But the numbers are very hard to read.
They need to be outlined in white or something, yeah, just so you can read them. Because I would love to give you player names right now. Unfortunately, we can't. Steamboat once again in the shotgun. Three to the left, one to the right. From their own 7-yard line. Drops back to pass. Long pass. It looks like they do have somebody open. That is a reception and a run after the catch. They're going to – oh, and they're going to down it at the – 33-yard line of Glenwood on that reception. I actually was finally able to read that number.
Beck Vanderbosch.
Beautiful reception on that and a great pass.
Yeah, Ethan Fergan was in coverage, and he fell down during that first move, and so he was just wide open, but the strong safety couldn't get over in time. It's like we've got an official timeout, get the chains in the right place. Oh, no, we've got an injured player.
We do have an injured player. And it is a Glenwood player, Glenwood Demon.
Is that 24? Is that Leo Mraz?
I think 24. It's 24. That is Leo Mraz. Hopefully he's okay. He's kind of gripping his left leg, his left hamstring, I believe. They're coming over taking a look at him, and he's on the far sideline for Glenwood. So he's on the close sideline for us. Glenwood across the field here at Steamboat. All the stands are on one side. A beautiful field. It's in great shape. Heard of artificial, I believe, which helps up here when it's this time of year. We had a beautiful drive up here. Glad it wasn't yesterday when all the weather was moving in. But blue skies, the sun's actually still trying to peek through a couple of the remaining clouds. Almost the point where we're going to have to open up a window here before too long. Feels like we're in a nice greenhouse.
It's heated, and we have so much room. I mean, compared to our last game that I called with Ron and Rifle there, they had us in a room that we were literally shoulder to shoulder. Me and Ron, neither one of us are small people.
not in any way.
And now here we are. It's like I almost feel like, you know, you're on the head of the table and I'm at the foot. And
Cheers, sir. It's good to be here with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel bad. Ron had to go all the way to Summit last week and sit out in the stands in the cold and the wind and the snow, and we get to sit here call a game inside with the sunshine. And those of you that don't know, Ron's down with some, with, as they would say, the latest medical thing going on.
Yeah.
if you follow him on social media, you already know what's going on. Luckily, he's feeling good. He's taking all the necessary steps, and hopefully he'll be back here in about 10 days and back to his old tricks, calling games and making sure everybody knows what's going on news-wise.
So, Pat, did you catch the number of that receiver who caught that? It was a 63-yard
pass. I did. That was number 9, and, of course, they have their...
Okay, so Vanderbosch.
Beck Vanderbosch. Yeah, okay. Great reception by him. He stretched out, was able to elude two tackles by Glenwood.
Yeah, he caught it at their own 30 or so and then ran another at least 45, 50 yards.
They're going to go ahead and pick up Mraz and move him off the field while they evaluate him to let play continue. He is talking to everybody. It just looks like he's grabbing that left leg, so hopefully he's going to be okay. We'll find out here in a little bit. Leo Mraz on the sideline. Steamboat once again back in the shotgun. Two receivers to each side tight. Now they spread out. One back in the backfield next to the quarterback. I can't catch his number yet. Takes the snap, pitches out to the running back, and he is actually making good progress. Runs for a first down. They're going to mark him out of bounds at the 13-yard line.
That's number 40, Brady Grove.
And their quarterback, Steamboat's quarterback, is number 8, Jake Hamrick. Glad I can finally see his number to call his name.
So they get down to the 24?
They're actually going to mark him out at the 24-yard line, my apologies, and it is going to bring up second and short, less than a yard. Steamboat spreads back out again. Two receivers to each side in the shotgun. One back. They move motion three to the left now. He rolls out.
Got a flag Hammer down.
Out, flag down. It is a completed catch. Glenwood tackles him at the three-yard line. But we'll see what the flag is about. Flag was back at...
It's back in the backfield.
That's going to be false start on Steamboat.
Oh, ouch.
I'm actually surprised they let that play continue.
Yeah, I think maybe they just didn't hear the whistle or whatever, but that was a completed pass to Gideon, and he almost got in.
Yeah, Hamrick is really mobile. He's actually rolled out to each side really well, throws the ball really well. Had it not been for that initial botched snap, be interesting to see where Steamboat would end up. Glenwood right now in their spread defense.
Penalty bring up a second down and five for your Sailors.
Brings up second and five for Steamboat. Two receivers to each side. Once again, Hamrick in the shotgun. He's got a running back. He's sending in motion to his right. Glenwood's got two down linemen, two DNs. Short pass. This one gets out to the 25-yard line. Tackled immediately by...
Pass is complete to Bogan for a gain of three. Brings up a third and...
Wyatt Truelove.
Yeah, it was to Bogan. That's their tight end. He just went a little hitch route, inside hitch, just about 5 yards deep. Turns around, quick yards.
So that'll bring up third and call it two. It's really like one and a half. Once again, Hamrick in the shotgun. Two receivers to each side. Running back behind him to his left. Takes a snap. Quick pass to his inside receiver on the right. And he shook two Demon defenders and gets the ball out to the Glenwood 5-yard line.
It looked like it was Bogan again.
It was Bogan, yeah. And I was trying to tell who made the tackle on that one.
Big Ben Bogan brings up a Sailor's first down.
Fortunately, there's a. I need like a little extra height here. Where's Ron when you need him with a little taller stature?
Yeah, they've got these big windows in front of us, but unfortunately, two of them they've got screens in them. It makes it really hard to see through them.
Hamrick in the shotgun. Once again, he's got three receivers to his left, one to the right, but they give it to the running back. And that's a beautiful swarm tackle by Glenwood. Actually,
yeah, he's going to lose.
Lose a couple yards on that one. And I still can't see the running back's number.
It's number 40.
Thank you.
That Grove's on the carry.
Yeah, number 40, that's Bring Grove. Second. So, loss of two.
Loss of two for Grove on that play. Brings up second and goal for Steamboat. They like running out of the shotgun. He's got trips left, single receiver to the right, and still has Grove in the backfield. And it's a pitch to Grove. He's running left. Good tackling by Glenwood, and they're going to tackle him for only a gain of two on that play. And that'll bring up third and goal for Steamboat.
Grove's on the carry, brings up third and goal.
Those pitches out of the backfield, out of that shotgun formation, seem to be working for him. But Glenwood's, I think, they're starting to figure out.
Yeah. So far, when they do that pitch, they've been doing it to the trip side. So here we got trips to the right this time. Makes you wonder, is it going to be going to the right?
And Grove is to Hamrick's right again. So they do send him in motion, spread the trips out a little bit.
Shifting them out. Yep, they're running to the right.
Hamrick goes out for the pass. And it's a touchdown for Steamboat. The receiver on that one.
Number three, that's Gideon.
And it was just a simple roll to the right, wait for him to get out and get some separation for the defense. And touchdown for Steamboat.
Tell you what, Hamrick is doing pretty well so far. He's 4 for 4 for 90 yards and one touchdown. I mean, Glenn was going to have to do something to get that, to get better coverage on these guys. So far, every single pass that he's thrown has been wide open.
Glenwood just having trouble keeping those receivers when they've been able to catch them in a run. They've usually managed to catch them for little to no gain. Kick is up. Kick is good.
Reisman connects on the extra point.
That makes it 7-0 Steamboat with 6:10 left in the first quarter. This is KMTS.
The exact replacement parts are better than just any old parts. That's why Toyota Service Center technicians use genuine Toyota parts, because they're designed to fit the exact specifications of your vehicle. Toyota Service Centers. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Visit Toyota.com or head to your nearest dealer and drive home in your new Toyota today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Visit Bighorn Toyota in Glenwood Springs today. Toyota. Let's go places. Award-winning local sports coverage on your brand of country. KMTS, Glenwood Springs, Rifle, Aspen.
Welcome back to Steamboat Springs High School as the Sailors are up 7-0 on the Demons. Reisman goes for the kickoff, kicks it deep, but this one, actually not as deep as I thought it was going to be, is a muffed catch.
Oh, no.
And it bounced off the shoulder pads of the Demon receiver. I'm trying to tell who it was, and Steamboat recovers. Steamboat's going to have excellent field position at the Glenwood 28-yard line.
Oh, that was
27-yard line.
That was off of McMillan. Banged off his shoulder pads, then he kicked it, trying to pick it up instead of falling on it, and it went right to the Steamboat.
Tough break for Glenwood. It just came. It hit him directly in the chest, bounced off his shoulder pads. He couldn't catch it. Like you said, kicked it, and just in that case, you just always have to fall on the ball and just take what you got.
Yeah, just trying to make something out of it.
Shotgun pass once again, and it's deep. They're going straight for the end zone on this one. And
no good. They said
no
he dropped
good.
It
is incomplete. That was really close. Woo! Wow.
That very well could have been caught.
Hamrick had a beautiful pass into the corner. It was just a little over his receiver. I was trying to tell who the intended receiver was on that.
Is that number 3 or 8?
It's got to be number 3 because 8's Hamrick. So, yeah, that's got to be
number
3.
Oh, it's 9.
Gideon.
Number 9. Yeah, that was Vanderbosch
again. And Vanderbosch caught a beautiful one on that first drive.
Yeah.
That was just enough over his head. He even tried to lay out for it and just couldn't quite make it. Hamrick back in the shotgun once again. He's got running back to his left, sends a receiver in motion from left to right, and it's going to be a run for Hamrick, and Glenwood on it real quick. He might have gotten a yard out of that, just a little over a yard, and brings up third and 9 for Steamboat.
Brings up third and 9.
Tell you what, it's so far Glenwood has been doing a great job stopping the run. It's the pass they've got to worry about. And that Hamrick seems to be doing a pretty good job so far.
Hamrick's passing is just—it's almost spot on. That one they did on first down was the first one that actually was a little off the mark.
Well, and it was easily catchable. I mean, we thought he might have caught it. It wasn't until we got the signal from the ref.
So here we go. Trips to the right. They are spread out. He's got Grove to his right as well. It is a pass out of the shotgun, and it is a catch.
And they've thrown a flag on it. I'm wondering if they're going to.
That looked like Vanderbosch, I think.
Beck Vanderbosch.
Yep. Is this a push-off or is this a PI before?
They're talking about it. They're motioning towards Steamboat, but it looks like they might mark off.
I think they're going to call a PI, and they'll probably just decline it and take it from where the catch was made. Yep.
Pass interference on Glenwood. The ball currently sitting at the 14-yard line. And it does look like they declined it. They haven't advanced the chains.
Talking to the coaches, figuring out exactly what they want.
Although Steamboat's already broken the huddle, they're ready to go.
Yeah, there was a little. I mean, there was some hand fighting, that sort of thing. And when the receiver went to turn around to get the ball, I think the defender showed up just a hair early. I mean, it was a little bit of a. You could have let that one go, especially since he caught it. But he had already thrown the flag before he knew whether the receiver was going to catch it or not.
And we're. Getting some explanations spread around as to why things are happening. Coach Engel talking to the officials. He wants to know. Well, actually, it's a good question. I don't know what he wants to know, but...
Yeah.
By the way, those of you joining us right now, we are on the internet as we speak. 4 o'clock game due to the official shortage. I heard while we were setting up that these officials will go to Hayden tonight to do a game at 8 o'clock.
There they go. They're moving the chains now.
There we go.
Coach Engel's finally secure with whatever the decision was made.
Penalty against the Demons.
He may not like it, but it brings up first and 10.
At least he understands it.
First and 10 at the Glenwood 13. Yes, 13-yard line. Hemrick back in the shotgun once again. He's got three receivers to his left. They started in trips, but then they spread back out again. Running back to his left. He goes back for the pass, throws to his single receiver on the right.
And now we got two flags.
And we've got one at the line of scrimmage.
And one in the backfield. I think it's going to be roughing the passer back here. And then it's probably going to be – I wonder what that first one is. Yeah, I think –
Glenwood just can't catch a break.
I think Huttenhauer, if they're going to call it on him, I think this is the second time he's coming for the quarterback, and after the ball is already gone. Yep. Roughing the passer.
And illegal man downfield.
Oh, so they're offsetting.
So we'll just go ahead and replay first down.
Okay. But Huttenhauer's got to calm down. I saw one earlier that they didn't throw the flag on that they probably could have because he's coming hard, and that ball is already gone, and he could let up, and instead he's hitting that quarterback anyway.
Yeah, that's the one thing Glenwood has been hurting themselves. They've had a bunch of penalties that have hurt themselves, and it has cost them some games. It's cost them scores, so they need to play smart, still play aggressive. Don't back off, but they need to play smart.
Yep.
Steamboat breaks the huddle once again. Hamrick back in the shotgun. Grove to his right and behind it by a couple yards.
Now they shift.
Three wide receivers to his left. And it's a rollout. Hamrick looking to pass. Continues to look to pass. Looking for somebody in the back of the end zone.
Nope, he's out of bounds. Yep, he got too deep.
Yep. And if he had actually been in bounds, that would have been great coverage by Glenwood because they were right on him.
Yep.
Glenwood looks like they're starting to figure out this rollout. When they do that, they're tracking everybody in their runs.
That'll be called incomplete.
That'll bring up second and 10 for Steamboat.
Yeah, that was Vanderbosch on the reception, and you could tell he had his eyes on the ball and just was not noticing that he wasn't just going lateral. He was getting depth, and by the time he caught it, he was maybe a yard beyond the end zone.
Steamboat breaks huddle again. Two receivers to each side. Grove in the backfield with Hamrick to his left. Takes a snap. Direct drop back pass. Pass is complete. And Glenwood's going to tackle him at the 8-yard line. I think that was Vanderbosch again. He's usually been on that right side.
Cody Mousley on the reception.
Nope, it's Mousley.
Bring up
number four.
Third and five for the Sailors.
Third and five for Steamboat. Glenwood trying to hold him.
They're at the 8-yard line?
They are at the 8-yard line, yes, sir. Steamboat loves working out of that shotgun. Two receivers to each side. Grove to the right of Hamrick. Sends one in motion. They hand it off to the motion man. He's going to run across. Stiff arms one Glenwood player to the ground, and it's in the end zone for a touchdown.
Yeah, that was Bogan.
Big Ben Bogan. He just took that and didn't look like he was moving all that fast, but his legs are long enough. He covered a lot of ground.
He was not moving fast, but that stiff arm was just put that first defender to the ground, and then he split two other defenders. They just weren't able to stop him.
It's tough when you start with that short field to keep a team out of the end zone.
Yeah.
Like that. Hey, Glenwood did their best, but they just had that one penalty, that one PI that really shortened the field even more than it already was. Steamboat kicks the PAT. There it goes. And it is good.
On the PAT.
So that makes it 14-0 Steamboat.
14-0, 4:05 left in the first quarter. This is KMTS.
Your Sailors 14.
This sports program on KMTS is enthusiastically brought to you by Berthoud Motors GMC in Buick in Glenwood Springs. For well over 70 years, Berthoud Motors has served Western Colorado as a family-owned business. Just like the student-athletes you're rooting for in this game, our owners grew up here and still live here. Go to our website, berthoudgmc.com, and see the Berthoud Advantage. Berthoud Motors GMC Buick on South Grand Ave, a block south of the Sunlight Bridge in Glenwood Springs.
Welcome back to Steamboat Springs High School. Pat Dupre, Keith Harris, joining you for a late afternoon high school varsity football game. Steamboat leading 14-0, 4 minutes, 5 seconds left in the first quarter, and Steamboat's kicking off. Reisman with another kick, lands at the four-yard line, and Glenwood's going to let it bounce. Closest receiver to that for Glenwood.
Reisman kicks it out. Was McMillan.
Was McMillan. And he, especially after the last time, I think, was more than happy
yeah,
to let
just,
that one go.
He just said, I'm not gonna repeat last time.
Yep. Don't need a repeat of that. Shorten the field enough for Steamboat, for one. We don't need to do that again. So, Glenwood only on its second time on offense. Sandoval comes out under center. Pitches it back to Rosenmerkel. Rosenmerkel running good. Great blocking for him, too. Bunch of demons out in front of him. And they're going to mark one at the 18 or 17.
27.
Excuse me. Yeah, sorry. I'm 10 yards short.
Yeah, 27
yard line. But great running by Rosenmerkel.
Demons carry will bring up second and three.
Yeah. Old Ray Ray, he's shifty.
Yeah. Sandoval back under center once again. Pitches it back to Rosenmerkel. Rosenmerkel ahead. Breaks three or four tackles. Gets the Glenwood first down. They're going to mark that one down at the 36-yard line.
Rosenmerkel on the
Glenwood
carry.
Just marching that one down the field.
The
yep.
For the Demons.
Steamboat's yeah. Actually swarm tackling pretty good, but you get that many people out in front of the running back, you're not going to stop them. Sandoval back under center. Back under center. Got a man in motion. They give it to the back straight up the middle.
That's number 26, and I'm wondering if that's not Mason Markovich. Markovich was wearing number 27, but I know that Mason got moved to fullback. It used to be Aragon, Marcus Aragon,
right.
But I'm wondering
Markovich
if that's who that is.
Brings up second and eight for the
Well, either way, he was able to pick up a couple yards for Glenwood, brings up second and eight for Glenwood. Sandoval back under center, pitches it out. And I believe that was McMillan.
Yep.
McMillan able to pick up two more yards.
McMillan on the carry.
Another injured player.
Yep, another injured demon. And we can't see who it is. And both teams showing class, kneeling down. Making sure their teammate and opponent are going to be okay. You know, a 4 o'clock game start actually isn't too bad, especially up here where there's still a decent amount of snow around the field.
Yeah, well, you can tell they had to plow everything out, and so there's still the snow drifts of where the snow got pushed to still hanging around. There's a decent amount of snow on the surrounding areas as well.
And hops up, and the injured demon was Jacob Croissant. And he's going to be – he is walking off on his own power. He's being helped off a little bit, but they'll check him out and make sure he's okay.
Acting like his right leg.
Yeah. It's always one of those that just makes you a little nervous when they don't move for a little bit.
Yeah.
You never know.
Well, in today's – you know, we're so worried about concussions and that sort of thing and the long-term effects of it. Whenever you get somebody that's just laying there, that takes you to your first thought.
All right, back to the game. Glenwood breaks a huddle. Sandoval back under center. Double wing, double tight, single back behind Sandoval. They send Rosenmerkel in motion. He lines up deep in the backfield to start with, but he goes back to his original position as Sandoval changes the play, and it looks like we might have a timeout. Delay a game by Glenwood.
Oh, man.
They just took a little too long getting out of that huddle after the injury, and they're going to lose some yardage on that one. That'll back him up to the 30. Where are they going to place it?
37.
Yeah.
Penalty on the Demons will bring up.
Wind the clock. So third and eight for Glenwood as they try to keep the drive alive deep in their own territory.
He's giving the wind. There he goes.
The scoreboard clock wasn't moving there for a second. Sandoval back under center. Double wing, double tag, single back. Rosenmerkel takes the pitch when he's in motion.
wide around the right side, picks up the Demon first down. He's still running out to the Steamboat 40. Where are they going to mark that?
44.
Yep, 44.
44 yard line. Good running by Rosenmerkel. Just had that big sweep, had all those, had the blockers in front of him, able to pick up that third and long, converted into a first down. Minute 50 left in the first quarter, 14-0 right now, Steamboat, but Glenwood moving the ball. Sandoval back under center. Pitch to the motion man. Motion man coming up on the right side. Is able to pick up about 6 yards.
That's McMillan this time.
Good run. Good run by McMillan. He didn't have all the blockers out in front of him like Rosenmerkel did, but still able to pick up.
Brings up a second and five for the Demons.
Yeah, they're gonna cut, they're gonna give him 5 yards. Glenwood breaking the huddle a little faster this time. I think they might be a little gunshot after that delay of game. Sandoval takes a snap from under center, pitches out to Rosenmerkel. Rosenmerkel running through the line of scrimmage, and he actually breaks three different really good tackles by Steamboat. Gets the ball out to the 26-yard line. Great running by Rosenmerkel.
Yeah, he runs hard.
Rosenmerkel on the carry.
He reminds me of a kid I used to coach. I used to call him the Energizer Bunny, where you could see the pile moving. You could see his two little legs just doing this. Just would not stop pumping those legs.
Driving that whole pile forward. You love running backs like that. Sandoval takes the snap from under center, pitches back out to...
That's McMillan again.
He cuts it back. Oh, goes back across the field to the left side and is driven out of bounds. They're going to call him out at the 9.5-ish yard line. I'll be curious to see where they actually end up putting this because I thought he was actually past the 9, but it looks like they're going to place the ball at almost the 10-yard line.
Man, it just clogged up there. It was supposed to be a run to the right. It was clogged up, and all of a sudden he just cuts it back to the left. He did fumble it there at the end. They got him spun around, but it fumbled right out of bounds, so it's still Glenwood ball. But
yeah, he came around the corner right before he got pushed out. He fumbled the ball, and I was really hoping that he was completely out. Sandoval takes the ball from under center, pitches it up to Rosenmerkel, and Rosenmerkel is going to be down at the 1 yard line.
Wow.
Glenwood just marching right down the field after that delayed game penalty, and it's like it didn't even affect him, but they got to just punch it in. It'll be second and goal from the 1 yard line for the Demons.
And that's 9 runs in a row. If they finish it off with one more, that'll be 10 runs on this drive.
Glenwood back out in their usual. Well, no, I take it back. They've got back off, but they're just going to go ahead and run it with Sandoval. He goes straight up the middle. Touchdown! Touchdown, Glenwood! Yes, sir, as Ron would say, and he hasn't had a chance to say this in a while.
Sandoval, you betcha!
Glad we could do that for you. So good to see Glenwood back in there, and they're going to go for the PAT.
Well, we found out when the Sandovals were on their honeymoon or something like, or not honeymoon, but like a vacation, that they turned us into a drinking game. And every time Ron said, "You betcha," they'd have to take a shot. And every time, you know,
oh, geez.
I don't remember what all the rules were, but them and the whole resort.
Rosenmerkel takes the kick. It's blocked. Steamboat able to block the PAT, so that'll be 6.
PAT is blocked by the
for Glenwood. And with a 12 seconds left in the first quarter, it's 14-6. Steamboat. We'll be right back 14, here on KMTS.
Some drivers think comfort is found in leather seats or dual climate control. But for 40 million American motorists, comfort is knowing they have a State Farm agent who's always there, providing personal service at a competitive rate. So talk to me, State Farm agent Carl Ciani, and I'll help you make sure you get the coverage you need and the discounts you deserve. After all, any insurance company can promise you a good price, but nobody takes care of you like a State Farm agent. Call me, Carl Ciani, and I'll prove it.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome back to Steamboat Springs High School, as we are almost at the end of the first quarter here with Steamboat leading Glenwood 14-6. We got 12 seconds left in the first quarter. Great drive after the delay game penalty on Glenwood. Would you say 10 runs?
10 runs right in a row. I mean, just march down the field.
Rosenmerkel kicks the ball off. Steamboat's going to receive it at their 10-yard line. And a little shifty running. They're going to get it. Oh, They're going to get it up to the 30-yard line.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised they didn't throw a flag for blocking in the back there.
Exactly what I was about to say. I saw a Glenwood player go down and went, that has to be a block.
Whenever they fly face first into the turf, you know they had some help.
Mousley on that return. It's going to be a 20-yard return for Mousley. Steamboat been coming out in that shotgun. Been passing the ball all over the place. Hamrick really good on the run when he's had to throw. The few times he's tried to run the ball himself, Glenwood's managed to bottle him up pretty quick. Steamboat back out in the shotgun. They got Trips to the left. Grove also to the left, and they spread him back out.
So far they've been pretty consistent going to that Trips side.
Hamrick takes a snap out of shotgun. Once again, rolls to his left. Throws a deep pass, and this is going to be way over the head of... where'd he go? Vander Bosch.
Yeah, that was about 12 yards out of bounds.
Vander Bosch is good, but he's not that good. That'll be the end of the first quarter as we have Steamboat 14, Glenwood 6, right here on KMTS.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this home's carpet aboard this tiny ship.
Jillian! Water's breaking over the bow! Get bucket!
Skipper, I'm bailing as fast as I can. It's no use, there's too much water.
Well, little buddy, I never thought I'd say this, but with a flood this bad, we better call Mr. back.
Say what? Are you nuts, Skipper?
Well, that's a first. Dust Bunny's actually calling Mr. Vac. This is Jay with Mr. Vac. When you experience a flood, time is of the essence. At Mr. Vac, we are certified to extract the water and dry your home to prevent any secondary damage from mold or mildew. Flooding's a nasty event, but Mr. Vac is here if you need help.
Did you say we should call Mr. Vac?
I did, little buddy. Mayday, mayday.
Hopefully your call to Mr. Vac will just be for carpet, stone, and tile cleaning, or perhaps for air duct cleaning. But if you experience a flood, call Mr. Vac immediately at 928-9738 in the Roaring Fork Valley, or 476-4560 in the Vail Valley. Mr. Vac, give us a call. We'll answer the phone.
Welcome to the beginning of the second quarter here in Steamboat Springs as the Sailors are leading the Demons 14-6. We've flipped sides. Steamboat moving left to right now. They come out and shotgun, two receivers to each side. Grove to Hamrick's right. Hamrick looking over the offense, takes a snap, hands it, it's a keeper by Hamrick. And once again, Glenwood able to sniff out that that quarterback run.
Yeah.
I can't tell if he's looking at an option when he does that, if there's something that he makes the decision to give to Grove or not.
It looks, it has the look of a read option, but it's not. He's not given it the time that a read option usually. Normally, we call it the mesh point. They place the ball in the mesh point, and they're reading whether the end is coming in or not. But it seems like it's just a fake, and then he just immediately takes it, and Glenwood just isn't buying it. Looks like we've got a Steamboat Sailor down. What is that number?
Looks that's like 30, but I'm not seeing a 30.
No, I think it's 70. It's 70. Ryan Scott.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It is 70.
Or Schott. I'm not sure how you would pronounce that. S-C-H-O-T-T?
I believe it is Schott.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it looks like 57 is going to come in for him.
Offensive lineman. Yeah, it looks like he's got, they're looking at his left leg as well.
Yeah. Might be a good opportunity to go through some of the starters for Steamboat. We've got,
please do.
Their roster. They didn't put them in number order. They put them in freshman through senior order. So we'll just go through Ben Bogan at tight end, Jake Hamrick at QB. It looks like offensive line. We've got Kai Lancaster, Hayes Loudon, Griffin Park, and then obviously Ryan Schott. There and then we've got Cade Gideon, one of the wide receivers, Brady Grove, the running back, Beck Vanderbosch, who's already got a 63-yard reception in this, and then obviously Ben Bogan is the other big guy there that's got the other touchdown. Looks like they're helping him off. Yeah, he's gonna be all right.
Got a little help, and yeah, it's that left leg he was favoring. He was hopping off on his right.
Yeah, he's not putting any weight on it at all.
So that'll bring up 3rd and 11 for Steamboat.
Yeah, it's really kind of interesting. So far, Steamboat can't get a running game going, and Glenwood has done nothing but run. They haven't thrown a pass yet.
Two receivers to each side. Once again, Grove to Hamrick's right. He goes ahead and audibles out of it. They shift out a little bit, send a receiver in motion from right to left, and stoppage of play.
Yeah, I think there's too many people still moving. That's got to be a false start. Yep.
False start on Steamboat. That'll make it third and really long for Steamboat.
You know, it's interesting that after coaching high school football, the shift can be helpful because, you know, high school defenses aren't very good at shifting out of their first read. And so you do that shift to get the defense off their game a little bit, but it can lead to these false starts because you get that shift, and if that quarterback doesn't wait for that last shifter to get set, then you can hurt yourself a little bit with it.
Well, then I'm sure you get somebody that goes, wait, am I supposed to be the one moving? Or is right. Two receivers to each side. Hamrick back in the shotgun again. Grove to his right. Glenwood spread out to try and cover everybody. Hamrick back. He pumps once, throws it up again, and that's going to be incomplete. Actually was caught by...
He caught it out of bounds.
Gideon. Gideon. He caught it out of bounds. Yeah, Gideon was looking for a flag, but...
Passes incomplete. No good. We'll bring up a fourth down.
Fourth and long for Steamboat, and it looks like we will finally see a Steamboat punt. Back to receive for Glenwood is going to be Ray Rosenmerkel. Kicking for Steamboat is, as soon as he turns, I can see his number.
I think that might be Vanderbosch.
Is it Vanderbosch?
Or is it six?
Phillips, Jay Phillips. See, I don't have positions on there.
Six is Sandvik, Eric Sandvik.
Oh, yep, sorry, I was one number off.
Yeah, it's funny when they give you the roster that it's not in numerical order. We have to kind of just scan until we find the number that we're looking for.
And Glenwood goes ahead and calls a timeout. We'll go ahead and step aside ourselves. It is 14-6 Steamboat with 10:54 left in the second quarter. This is KMTS.
If you look into the eyes of that young athlete, you will see the fire and determination that only comes from believing in yourself and in dreams coming true. I've seen it. This is Jay Rickstrew for Alpine Bank, member FDIC. If you ever wondered if dreams really do come true, look to that young athlete. You'll find your proof.
Yeah, like 51 down here. He's obviously a JV player, but...
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I wonder if they're in the transition of moving... The new uniforms.
Yeah. Well, the new uniform trends are ridiculous.
Oh. Is that nine? Is that?
No, I think it's six.
Is it six? Yeah, we'll go with that. Sandbag. Welcome back to Steamboat Springs. Fourth and long for Steamboat. They're going to go ahead and punt. Rosenmerkel back for Glenwood. 10:53 left in the fourth quarter. Sandvik, long, hanging, but short punt. It drops at the 49-yard line. Takes a Steamboat roll to the 36-yard line of Glenwood. Once again, we're on the internet right now. Due to the game having to start early, the official shortage is just playing... havoc with schedules this year.
First and 10 Demons.
We overheard the crew that's officiating this game is going to go to Hayden to official that game tonight. That one starts at 8. So doing what we can, but official shortages have definitely been a problem. Glenwood under center. Sandoval takes a snap, pitches it out to Rosenmerkel. Rosenmerkel starts to spread it out, but sees something, cuts it back, and gets almost 10 yards. Looks like they're going to mark that one. Are they going to give him the first down?
No. He's about 2 yards short.
Okay, they didn't have the chance. They didn't have the chance set when they started that.
Yeah.
Yep. So that'll bring up second and...
Bring up a second
three?
And two.
Two? Long two?
That's three, yeah.
I mean, it's yeah. Right there.
Is it? They're at the 44.
Yeah. Sandoval back under center. Two wings. Send McMillan in motion, but they hand it to the up back. That's number 26 again, who we think... was or is Markovic.
Yeah, if that's Mason Markovic, he's a stud freshman.
Yeah, impressive kid.
Yeah.
Been listening to you guys call, and he just keeps moving that ball. He does get Glenwood a first down. Ball sitting at the Glenwood 48-yard line. Steamboat just can't quite find an answer for this Glenwood running game. Sandoval back under center, sends Rosenmerkel in motion, pitches out to Rosenmerkel. Rosenmerkel looking for a hole. He's patient and manages to find one. He's still going.
Oh, I thought he was down. I thought all of a sudden he squirted out.
That was great running by Rosenberg. Yeah. Ray Ray takes it all the way up to the Steamboat 40-yard line. He was down back here at like the 46 and managed to pick up almost another 6 yards.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to be a 4-yard gain, and all of a sudden there he goes again.
Came out of nowhere. Like you said, I was expecting to call him back here, but able to break a couple tackles and get through.
Tell you what, Rosenmerkel's at 77 yards already. He's going to have quite a game that keeps this up.
Sandoval back under center, two wings, Markovich in motion. Sandoval pitches to Markovich, and then Sandoval
McMillan.
Gets out. Thank you, McMillan.
Yeah. And he gets another first down.
Wow. Just one right after another for Glenwood.
On the carry.
Move them chains.
Still haven't thrown the ball yet.
when you're having this success.
But why would you?
Why would you? Like we were talking about on the way up. Do something until the other team proves you can.
They can
stop you.
Until they take it away.
Yep. So Glenwood once again. Double wing, double tight, single back. Sandoval takes the pitch to takes a snap, pitches to Rosenmerkel. And that one they actually managed to catch. It looks like they're going to give him a 1 yard gain.
Yep.
That'll put it at
Rosenmerkel.
The 29 yard line. Second and nine for Glenwood. 8:40 and counting here in the second quarter.
So they've been running that pitch. They've been pitch right, pitch left, pitch right. You know, Rosenmerkel and McMillan. I smell a counter coming.
I think you're right. Yep. Sandoval back under center. Sends a man
There's
in motion.
The counter.
Does the counter to Rosenmerkel. Rosenmerkel's got a clear field all the way into the end zone. Touchdown, Glenwood.
Oh, and we got a flag. Oh, that better not be on Glenwood. Was that McKinney? Yeah, McKinney is getting scrappy
Rosenberg
with somebody.
The
who are they going to call it on?
That's the one thing that has been hurting Glenwood. They've been hurting themselves with those penalties.
Yep. And that was so away from. I mean, that here. This is like at the 15-yard line. Personal foul against. Oh,
Steamboat.
Okay.
So the touchdown's going to count.
Yep.
Official, go over talk to Glenwood coaches. Talk to Coach Engel and see what's going on. What he wants to do, but you know they're not going to take those points off the board.
Oh, no. They're probably going to have to enforce that on the kickoff.
I believe you're right.
Penalty against the Sailors. Touchdown will stand.
Yep. Personal foul on Steamboat. And, of course, we don't have the luxury like we did during the state championship game where the referees mic'd up.
So yeah.
We just know which team it's on, and that's about it.
Oh, it looks like they gave it to him on the extra point.
They did.
At half the distance, or he's at the 1 yard line. So,
and
they're going to go for two.
Glenwood's going to go for two.
Run it, yeah. Why not? Yeah. They haven't stopped it.
Exactly. Go ahead and even it back up. Sandoval sends a man in motion, pitches it out to Rosenmerkel. Rosenmerkel is in for the 2-point conversion. Nicely done by Glenwood. Just stretches it back out.
Successful.
Pitches it. Sandoval pitched out to Rosenmerkel, and Rosenmerkel just waited until he saw green. So, 8:17 left in the second quarter, all tied up at 14 here in Steamboat Springs. This is KMTS.
The exact replacement parts are better than just any old parts. That's why Toyota Service Center technicians use genuine Toyota parts. Because they're designed to fit the exact specifications of your vehicle. Toyota Service Centers. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Visit Toyota.com or head to your nearest dealer and drive home in your new Toyota today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Visit Bighorn Toyota in Glenwood Springs today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome back to Steamboat Springs. 8:17 left in the second quarter. All tied at 14 as Glenwood did an impressive drive all the way downfield. Just kept running it. Steamboat couldn't stop them. Didn't have an answer. They were getting 9-10 yards at a chunk. And finally ran it in for the touchdown. And then Steamboat had that personal foul.
Right.
Which moved the ball a little closer. Glenwood elected to go for two. And now we're all tied.
Yeah, Glenwood has yet to throw the ball.
Yeah. But like we said, why change it if you don't have to?
If it ain't broke.
Rosenmerkel kicks it off. The ball is caught at about the 4-yard line. Glenwood tackles the Steamboat Sailor receiver at the 20.
I have no idea what that number is.
We've been talking about it all.
It's a single digit.
That's all game. It's a single digit that received it and was.
Is that
was
number four? Hard. Yeah, I think that's number four. Yeah, now that he's close enough, Cody Mousley.
And Mousley has caught the last few, so that makes sense. So we'll see if Steamboat continues to try and run that shotgun. It almost looks like they have a trips to one side read, and then if Glenwood lines a certain way, they break out of it. And then they go ahead and split the receivers back out. And this time we've got three receivers to the left, one to the right.
Normally they run to the trip side, but this with that short field over there.
I don't think they're going to do it. Grove actually moves to the right side of Hamrick. Hamrick takes the ball, hands it to Grove. Grove goes straight up the middle, but meets a whole bunch of Demon defenders. And they're actually going to drop him. No, they're going to give him 1 yard. I thought that was going to go for no gain, but they are going to give him 1 yard on that run. Oh, maybe two. Did they give him 2 yards on that? I think they did.
A yard and a half. So I already wrote down one. I'm sticking with one.
There you go. That worked. Hamrick breaks the huddle. Back in the shotgun once again. Two receivers to each side. He's got Grove to his left and slightly behind him. Then he sends him in motion. Empty backfield for Hamrick as Grove is way outright. And it is going to be a pass out to Grove with a couple receivers in front of him.
But he falls down, and that's going to be a loss.
That is actually, I think, going to take him back to the 19-yard line. Yeah.
It's a 3-yard loss.
I keep hearing voices in my head that aren't yours and mine. And we don't have a board operator, so I'm like, who am I hearing? And there's two guys standing in front of our field mic having a conversation. Yeah. we'll turn that down until they decide to move on.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes you can hear some, you know.
Right?
There's been some baseball games where I heard some pretty entertaining conversations.
I don't know
parents.
If we should be broadcasting that. So that'll bring up third and long for Steamboat. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Grove in the backfield with Hamrick. Hamrick looks over the defense, takes the snap, but they go ahead and blow it dead.
It's going to be a delay game on
Game on Steamboat. Wow. Steamboat is going backwards.
Man, that's Steamboat's fifth penalty for 35 yards so far.
They had such an impressive opening couple drives there. We were kind of wondering where are things going to end.
Brings up a third and 16.
So, yeah, I think third and 16 qualifies for third and long.
I love it when the PA announcer either confirms or even informs what we say.
And it's really handy sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, we're back in the shotgun. Two receivers to each side. Grove in the backfield to Hamrick's left. Hamrick drops straight back. Pass is complete, but it's going to – oh, actually.
I think he got it.
I think they just made the first down. That pass was complete, too.
It was Gideon.
It was Gideon, yep. Gideon. And Gideon's so tall. They've got some tall receivers on this team. I was looking at the – they don't have the height and weight on the roster. But I was looking at the Max Preps roster, and there were some kids out there that were well over 6 feet for high school. No, we didn't go away. We're still here, but we still having to kill the field, Mike. Two receivers to the left, one to the right, but the give is to Grove up the middle out of the shotgun. Grove breaks one tackle and finally brought down at the 37-yard line. Tackle on that play was by... I had them both there for a second, and then I lost them. Cole Sherrick and Wyatt Truelove.
Yeah, so that's a gain of six. That's almost, they've had 1 9-yard run at the very beginning, but that's almost the best run they've had so far.
Steamboat back out in the shotgun, two receivers to each side. Grove in the backfield with Hamrick, but they go ahead and give it to the motion man, who is tackled well behind. Oh, wait, no, he screwed it free.
He faked it, yeah.
Wow.
He faked it to Bogan.
Faked me out. I figured Bogan was down in the backfield by a lot, but he was actually able to pick up.
Oh, they're giving him the first.
The first down for Steamboat. So Steamboat finally, after kind of shooting themselves in the foot, starting to move the ball down the field. And that'll be first and 10 at their own 40. 1.5-yard line. Call it 41.
Boy, it is odd when you don't have that field mic, isn't it?
It really is. I'm trying to see if those guys have moved and they're still standing there. Two receivers to each side for Steamboat. Hamrick sends Cole in motion, or excuse me, gives the ball to Cole, and Cole's forward for about 3 yards on the run. In on that tackle for Glenwood. Sawyer McKinney, one of a few that made contact to begin with. That'll bring up second and 7 for Steamboat.
Where is the field, Mike?
It's over in that corner. I was really hoping it'd be far away so we wouldn't get any conversations. That's why I put it there. Hamrick back in the shotgun once again. Sends a man in motion. We got 3 to the left now. He does roll left. He's looking to throw, but he's going to go ahead and tuck it and run. And he's going to get tackled up at the Glenwood 47-yard line. And that'll bring up another first down for Steamboat.
Brings up another Sailors first down.
Glenwood had good coverage on the receivers downfield. That's why Hamrick had to tuck it and run. And he was just able to pick up that first down on kind of a second effort.
Yeah, he was rolling out to his left, and when nothing was there, he wisely just tucked it away and gets the first down.
Steamboat seems to run out of the shotgun all the time.
We haven't seen anything else.
Two receivers each side. Sends a man in motion. This is that running back screen that they ran earlier. Hamrick passes the ball out to Grove. Grove uses a couple blocks but then breaks out wide and gets the ball down to the Glenwood 37-yard line. And that'll be another first down.
You know, that play is so obvious. I'm wondering why Glenwood hasn't adjusted to it.
Yeah, they don't make any attempt to disguise that at all.
Yeah, I mean, he just motions. He's not even – I mean, he's still 5 yards in the backfield. And so, they even wait for him to get there, and then they just leisurely throw him the ball, and Glenwood is not adjusting to it at all.
Hamrick moving Grove back to his right, almost the same kind of motion that they did before, except Hamrick's going to go ahead and pass upfield, and it's an incomplete pass right off the chest plate of his intended receiver. And now we're kind of looking into the sun, so as if it wasn't hard enough to see the numbers before.
Yeah.
Pass is incomplete.
Was that Gideon again?
I think
it's pretty
was.
Tall. Yeah, I think
so. It was Gideon because I found Bogan and it wasn't him. So, yeah, that's got to be Gideon. Intended receiver on that play was Gideon. Brings up 2nd and 10 for Steamboat. Once again, working out of the shotgun. Two receivers to each side. He's got Grove to his right, just about a yard behind him. Hamrick trying to look over the defense. Decides not to send anybody in motion this time. Takes the snap. Quick pass, and they are going to call it a catch. Receiver on that play. Come on, buddy. Turn for me. Turn for me. I can't tell.
Is that Gideon again? No, it's 9. Number 9. That's Vanderbosch.
Good quick pass, but it'll still bring up 3rd and 5 for Steamboat. Glenwood is actually covering the receivers pretty well, and they're quick to the tackle. It's the few plays that they've let them actually get, just make the catch past the first down marker that Steamboat's been able to move the ball. Hamrick takes the pass, rolls to his left. He's still looking for a receiver, but Glenwood's got him pretty well covered until the end, and then a Glenwood defender came off his receiver. And we do have a flag on the play. And it might be a late hit against Glenwood.
Pass is complete to Gideon.
Gideon on that reception. We'll see what the penalty marker's about. If this stands, it will give Steamboat a first down. They've are spotting the ball at the Glenwood 22-yard line. And it looks like I didn't see a mark.
He's giving the
signal against
now.
Glenwood.
Personal
foul against Glenwood.
Yeah, that's probably that late hit you were talking about.
Gideon caught the ball and then kind of fell on his own, and one of the Glenwood players just came in just a little too late to make sure he was down. So that means it'll be 1st and 10. Steamboat will be able to pick up a first down without getting in the end zone.
Yeah, so they're coming from the 11.
Three receivers to the right. Glenwood trying to adjust. Hamrick looks left. Throws a jump ball to the corner. Out of bounds. That one was close.
That was another. You know, he's got pretty good placement. Other than that one that he threw over here that almost hit the track, it was so far out of bounds. He's been placing those balls in pretty good spots.
And that kind of felt like it was, oh, there's only like 3 seconds left in the first quarter. Let's just see if this does anything. And there wasn't anything there, so it was almost a throwaway. 2:39 left in the second quarter. Still tied at 14. The Steamboats had a nice sustained drive. This time helped out by a couple Glenwood penalties. That personal foul really hurt.
Yep.
Kept that drive alive. So second and 10 for Steamboat. Once again, out of the shotgun, Hamrick rolling left. He's trying to keep it, but Glenwood right there. Beautiful.
Nowhere to go.
Tackle for a loss. They didn't leave him anywhere to go. He was even looking to try and throw the ball there for a second. In on that tackle for Glenwood. The majority of the defense, to be honest. But I believe leading the charge on that one was Sawyer McKinney once again.
Yeah, McKinney's playing that right end position. And as we were talking about on the drive down here, I had it bored into my brain by my coach. As the defensive end, you've got the quarterback. Yep. If he runs the ball on an option or that kind of thing. So, yeah, he's doing a good job tracking him down, taking away that outside.
Third and 11 for Steamboat. Once again, operating out of the shotgun, sends a receiver in motion from left to right. Hamrick takes the pass. He's looking right, goes to throw, but his receiver falls down. That'll fall incomplete. That brings up fourth down for Steamboat. We'll see if they decide to kick it or if they're going for it. And it looks like they are going to kick it. They got a guy.
Pass is incomplete.
You know, I was watching him in warm-ups, and he was kicking 40, 45 yarders.
I think it's Charlie Reisman. Yep, he's out for the field goal
attempt. So very well could be.
So the
you don't see a lot of field goals in high school football.
You really don't. The line of scrimmage is the Glenwood 11. Placement of the ball for the kick's going to be the 19, almost 20, really.
So a 29-yarder.
Let's see if Reisman. Kick is up, and it's tipped.
Blocked, yep.
Blocked at the line of scrimmage, falls no harm there at the end zone. And Glenwood escapes a nice, long, sustained drive by Steamboat. Minute 45 left in the first half, still all tied up at 14. We'll go ahead and keep it right here as Glenwood gets their offense back out on the field. And it looked like Glenwood started to figure out that long, or the motion that Steamboat was doing with the receivers. It was just that running back screen.
Yeah, that they haven't adjusted to at all yet. But you know that at halftime, the coaches have to able to see what we're seeing, and they're going to say, hey, when he comes out, somebody's got to go out, whether it be Huttenhauer or one of the other linebackers. Somebody's got to go out there, and you're not going to be able to keep him from completing that pass because it's, you know, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. But at least somebody get out there and take it away from him.
Right. Glenwood with the ball. Sandoval back under center. Actually goes to pass this time. Deep pass, and it's over the head of his intended receiver.
And
we got a flag.
Yeah, we got laundry all over the field.
Wow.
I think they're going to call a PI on that one.
I think you're right. The intended receiver on that one was number 16, Sawyer McKinney. And McKinney was trying to go for the ball and actually got held up. I will be shocked if this isn't pass interference on Steamboat. Because he would have been there. Pass interference, Steamboat.
Absolutely.
So that gives Glenwood a first down at the 35-yard line. Glenwood spreading things back out. Sandoval in the shotgun. He's got two receivers to each side. He's got a running back in the backfield with him. I can't tell who it is right now. He's back to pass, drops the snap, but is able to recover. Picks it up, throws it downfield, and
McMillan just dropped it.
Had it.
Oh, no, and he laid on the ground because he knew it.
He knew it. It was right there.
Oh, what a throw by Sandoval.
That was a beautiful throw by Sandoval, and McMillan, it just went right through his hands.
Oh, and if he would have caught it, he would have gotten caught, but I think he would have been at the 10-yard line.
It would have been real close.
Oh, my gosh.
Beautiful pass by Sandoval.
Oh, yeah, the first two passes of the game, here we are at the very end of the first half, which I was going to say, with a minute 30 left, their running game has been going great, but they're not going to get all the way. They're not going to march it down 80 yards.
Sandoval back in the shotgun. He's got two backs to either side of him, sends Rosenmerkel in motion, and incomplete pass once again. Intended receiver on that one was Evan Heil. And Evan had it for a second, but not enough to actually gain control. So it brings up third down for Glenwood, third and 10 at their own 35-yard line.
It's three straight passes. We've had two drops and a PI. Come on, somebody catch the ball. Let's go.
You know, they looked at everybody, and now they're back to their wing formation, sends Rosenmerkel in motion, and Rosenmerkel actually gets taken out by his own quarterback. Sandoval blocked into his own running back.
Man, Ben, that's Bogan. Bogan came through and hit Sandoval so hard that Sandoval flew into the feet of Rosenmerkel. Man. That's going on his highlight reel.
Yeah. Steamboat goes ahead and take a timeout, see if they can do something with the remaining minute 21 left in the second. We're all tied at 14. We'll take a break ourselves right here on KMTS.
This sports program on KMTS is enthusiastically brought to you by Berthoud Motors GMC in Buick in Glenwood Springs. For well over 70 years, Berthoud Motors has served Western Colorado as a family-owned business. Just like the student-athletes you're rooting for in this game, our owners grew up here and still live here. Go to our website, berthoudgmc.com, and see the Berthoud Advantage. Berthoud Motors GMC Buick on South Grand Ave, a block south of the Sunlight Bridge in Glenwood Springs.
Award-winning local sports coverage on your brand of country. KMTS, Glenwood Springs, Rifle, Aspen.
Welcome back to Steamboat Springs High School. We're all tied at 14 in the second quarter with a minute 21 left. It's fourth and long. We're talking fourth and 16 for Glenwood, and they are going to punt. Back to receive for Steamboat. Once he turns, I can tell you his number and his name.
I think it's Gideon.
Yep, it is. Gideon watches the ball take a Glenwood bounce. He does pick it up at the 20. Gideon to the 30, the 35, and they're going to mark him out at about the 36-yard line,
on the return.
Well, 35. They're going to mark him out at 35.
Bring up a first down for the Sailors.
So he's able to pick up 15 yards on that one after watching it bounce for about 20 yards.
Well, and here's the problem. We saw, you know, Glenwood in the first half. They were running the ball the whole time until this drive, and Steamboat has been throwing the ball the whole time. So, you know, if I were to bet on one of them being able to march down the field in a very short amount of time, I got to put my money on Steamboat. So, Glenwood's going to have to pick up their defense to put a stop to this.
Hamrick back in the shotgun, sends Grove out. This is the same screen play we saw them run before.
Throw it right to him.
Throws it right out to Grove. Grove, although, is not able to dodge as many tacklers. The receivers that were in front of him were able to take out a couple people, but Glenwood picked it up pretty well, able to only make that a gain of 3. That moves the ball up to the Steamboat 38-yard line.
Hamrick's pass is complete to Brady.
Minute 3 left in the half. Steamboat seeing if they can get some points on the board before halftime. Steamboat breaks the huddle. We got three receivers left, one to the right, Grove to Hamrick's right as well. Hamrick takes a snap, does a quick throw out to his receiver out here on the right, and he's able to evade a couple tacklers and is taken out at the Glenwood 42-yard line.
That's Cody Mousley.
Mousley with some fancy moves. He evaded two tacklers just by doing a little spinning and one juke. They are going to spot that ball at the 42-yard line of Glenwood, and it's a Steamboat first down. 56 seconds left in the second quarter. All tied up at 14 here in Steamboat. Steamboat, only thing we've seen him do, running out of the shotgun. Three receivers to the left, one to the right, tight end right. I take it back. They don't have a tight end now. Hamrick takes the snap, pumps once. Long throw, completed pass.
Wow.
Steamboat receiver catches the ball. They're going to mark him out at the 17-yard line for Glenwood.
Hamrick's pass connects with K. Gideon.
And it is Gideon on that reception. Thank you very much. First down, Steamboat. And they're within striking distance.
Man, that was a long floater. That almost looked like it could have gotten picked off.
I thought it was just headed out of bounds the way it looked at first. Gideon able to make a great jump, get up there and catch it. Two receivers to each side for Steamboat. Hamrick in the shotgun once again. Grove to his right, trying to give him a little protection. And it's an incomplete pass. That would have been
nice.
That would have been a touchdown.
Brings up a second down.
Intended receiver on that one.
Was that Bogan?
I think it was Bogan.
And Edwin Olave, I think, is number 23 for Glenwood. Just great defense right there on it. As soon as that ball got on there, reached into the inside and swatted it out.
Was the perfect way to defend a pass like that. He was
there.
The timing was right. Wasn't in jeopardy of any PI. And Stebo goes back to work, second and 10 from the Glenwood 17-yard line. Two receivers to each side, Grove to Hamrick's left, now motioning right. And they are going to pass downfield, and it's an incomplete pass
broken up.
Good pass coverage by Glenwood on that pass coverage.
And it's a good time for the pass defense to step up.
Buttonhauer on that pass defense. You don't usually see him in the backfield like that, but he did a great job breaking that one up. 26 seconds left in the second quarter, still tied at 14. Third and 10 for Steamboat from the Glenwood 17-yard line.
That's five straight passes, so that's we're probably going to see another one. It trips to the left. I'm betting it's going to the left side.
Once again, in the shotgun, Grove to Hamrick's left. That has been the pattern. When they got that trips to the left, that's what they do. But they go ahead and pass it. And it's going to be complete for a Steamboat touchdown. I was almost wondering if they were going to call a flag on that. It looked like a horse collar tackle, but no laundry on the field. So Steamboat able to punch it in on third down.
Pass is complete from Hamrick to Cody Mousley.
Mousley on that touchdown reception, and it was just the window for Hamrick to pass into Mousley opened just long enough.
Yep.
And Hamrick able to take advantage of it.
Well, and they had us faked out, too. He looked like he was rolling to his left a little bit, and then he ended up throwing the slant to Mousley coming in from the right.
Reisman in for the PAT. Snap is good, hold is good, and the kick is good. It makes it 21-14 Steamboat with 21 seconds left in the second quarter. This is KMTS.
Flag on the play.
Hold on. We'll keep it right here for a second.
Flag on the play.
Got a penalty. I actually don't know where the flag is. Oh, there it is. It's all the way over here on the sideline close to us.
And they dropped it on the yellow soccer line. So it's playing. Oh, they're waving it off.
Waving it off. No penalty. So, once again, 21-14 Steamboat. 21 seconds left.
The near miss. A chance to rethink your car insurance. Unless you have State Farm, the company that insures more drivers than any other. No one rethinks getting the right coverage at the right rate. When you get it all from an agent you can count on and a company you can trust, what's to think about? State Farm. Competitive, even discounted. Rethink your car insurance. See me, State Farm agent Carl Ciani, providing insurance and financial services.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome back to Steamboat Springs as the Steamboat Sailors lead the Glenwood Demons 21-14 with 21 seconds left in the second quarter. Steamboat very efficient with their passing game, moving down the field.
Yeah, that last drive only lasted 48 seconds, and six straight passing plays that covered 65 yards.
On that kick, Charlie Reisman for Steamboat drops the ball at the Glenwood. Oh, and we've got a lateral. Rosenmerkel now with it, and he is up past the 50. He's a midfield 40, 30.
One guy to beat. He beat
him.
Better.
And
he's
it's
going
to be, as long as we don't have any penalties, touchdown Glenwood.
I don't see any laundry
clean
on the field.
Clean field, and Glenwood runs the kickoff back. That bounced back at the 17-yard line.
Yeah, it bounced up to McMillan. McMillan looked like he was going to one side and then quickly laterals it to Ray Ray, and he goes down the right-hand side and just, man.
Beautiful blocking downfield by Glenwood. No illegal blocks in the back. They were able to keep Steamboat out of the way, and then Ray Ray just outruns the last Steamboat player in for that touchdown, and now he's going to kick the PAT.
Wow.
Talk about a way to end the half. We still got 6 seconds left. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, that's enough time for Steamboat to try to do the same thing back or just go down real quick and try to throw one.
Snap is good. Hold is good. Rosenmerkel kicks it through, and the PAT is good. All right. Well, there you go.
There you have it.
21-21 with 6 seconds left in the second quarter.
If you look into the eyes of that young athlete, you will see the fire and determination that only comes from believing in yourself and in dreams coming true. I've seen it. This is Jay Rixdrew for Alpine Bank, member FDIC. If you ever wondered if dreams really do come true, look to that young athlete. You'll find your proof.
My kick return.
Exactly.
Put it in Hamrick's hands. See if he can do another.
Well, talk about things getting even back up rather quickly. Welcome back to Steamboat as we are all tied at 21 now with 6 seconds left in the second quarter.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, boy, if I'm the Steamboat coach, maybe I just tell my deep guys, hey man, just fall on this, just down it. Even if we only get one playoff, you know, I kind of trust my quarterback more than I do my kick return team, and see if he can't throw a bomb. He's proven he can throw the ball pretty well.
Rosenmerkel does a squib kick, and they go ahead. Steamboat downs it at the 28-yard line.
Maybe not by design. Right. Maybe they just fell on it, but it's going to be the same effect. We got 5 seconds left. I'm betting. We'll see. I'm betting Mousley and Gideon are going deep.
They may just go ahead and kneel it and let the half end with 5 seconds left. We'll see how which way the Steamboat coaches go.
Oh no! They're just gonna end the half.
They're just gonna kneel it down.
Yeah.
Head coach Jay Hamrick tells his, I'm guessing, son to just go ahead and kneel it down. We'll go into the half tied up, call it good.
Yeah.
And that is indeed what we do. So, at halftime here in Steamboat, we're all knotted up at 21. A really good game so far. A whole bunch of different activity from both teams, running, passing. It's been a good game. We'll be right back with some stats right after this on KMTS.
For any kind of mess, Mr. Vac is the best. Mr. Vac cleaning and restoration. Carpets and upholstery and so much more. Mr. Vac cleaning and restoration. Heating and air, mold remediation. Fire and water, damage restoration.
Jay here with Mr. Vac cleaning and restoration. If you have a flood, time is of the essence. Mr. Vac is certified to extract the water and dry your home or business quickly to prevent secondary damages due to mold or mildew. Having a flood can be very stressful. Mr. Vac is always here when you need help. If you have a flood, call Mr. Vac immediately, day or night. Call 928-9738 in the Roaring Fork Valley or 476-4560 in the Vale Valley. Mr. Vac, give us a call. We'll answer the phone.
Any kind of mess, Mr. Vac is the best. Mr. Vac cleaning and restoration.
At Flooring America, we're with you every step of the way. And that's rare today in a world of big chains and home supercenters. It starts with our sales staff, trained in flooring and design, to help you with your decorating decisions, like which color, which style, which brand of flooring will work best for you. Let our experts guide you through our huge selection of luxurious carpet and area rugs, stylish ceramic tile, beautiful hardwood, easy care laminate, and durable vinyl floors, and help you choose the right floor for the way you live. No matter which floor you choose, we'll install it and guarantee it for the life of the floor. The home centers can't say that. See our store for details. For service and selection you just won't find at the big home supercenters, count on Flooring America, with you every step of the way.
Remember, Flooring America will meet or beat any competitor's advertised price. Flooring America, covering the country one home at a time. 1414 Grand Avenue in Glenwood Springs. Call 928-SAVE.
Is it time for a new car, SUV, or truck? Get into a new Buick or GMC, or choose from over 100 pre-owned vehicles. We have the best selection in the valley at Berthoud Motors GMC Buick. Come by and let us show you just the right vehicle. Se habla Espanol? Come by and meet Hugo. ITIN? No problem. We can help anyone build or rebuild their credit. Come see all the new 2021 Buicks and GMCs arriving daily. check out our new Buick Encore GX, a five-person SUV, innovated, engineered, and crafted to fit the way your life moves. Search our in-stock inventory on professional-grade GMC Sierra pickup trucks and see our extensive selection of pre-owned inventory at Berthoud Motors GMC Buick on Grand Avenue, a block south of the Sunlight Bridge in Glenwood Springs. See us online at berthoudmotorsgmc.com. That's BERTHODGMC.com.
If you look into the eyes of that young athlete, you will see the fire and determination that only comes from believing in yourself and in dreams coming true. I've seen it. This is Jay Rixdrew for Alpine Bank, member FDIC. If you ever wondered if dreams really do come true, look to that young athlete. You'll find your proof.
You did it. You bought the car of your dreams. Now you're doing all you can to take care of it. And having the right car insurance is important. You want a leader. You want a company you can trust. State Farm insures more than 40 million cars in America and can help you save with discounts up to 40% on State Farm car insurance. So talk to me, State Farm agent Carl Ciani. I'll help you get the right coverage at the right price.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm insurance. Discounts up to 40% is worth giving me, Carl Ciani, a call.
Welcome back to Steamboat Springs High School as we are at halftime with the score all tied up, 21-21. We thought it was going to be 14-14 until the last minute of the second quarter, and both teams, Steamboat with their efficient passing game, able to march down the field and score a touchdown right before half, and then Glenwood took the kickoff and ran it back.
they said, no, I think we'll take the momentum back, thank you.
Yeah, we'll take this, and Steamboat decided to go ahead and say, you know what, we'll step back right now and kneel the ball to come into halftime. If you're listening to us live right now, you're listening to us on the internet. Due to the official shortage, they had to reschedule this game to 4 o'clock, so this crew will head down the road to Hayden to call that game, which starts later. And that's just been a theme this season. Games have been moved to Thursdays, moved to Saturdays.
Yeah, my cousin is one of the officials on the, you know, in this crew, not this crew specifically, but this season. And he kept trying to get me. He says, "Hey, you've got football experience. Come be an official." And I said, "No. I get to be part of the game, but I don't have to run."
Exactly.
So I said, "No, I think I'll stay with what I'm doing." But yeah, he was just talking about how they are so desperate for help. And in today's society, I can understand why people mm-hmm. don't want to help. I mean, man, some of the abuse these guys take, they not do. Just from coaches, I mean, parents yelling at them, or, you know, I've heard of stories of them getting followed out to the parking lot, and, you know, that kind of thing. It's like, guys, this is high school football. Yeah. Come on. You know, nobody's going to lose a scholarship because of a blown call or something. Right. So, but hopefully we'll get some more. If you're listening and you're out there and you love the game of football and you'd love to be a part of it, you know, get into all the games for free.
Right.
Come be an official.
get to see some great athletes. I mean, this game, we weren't really sure how it was going to go. Both teams, Glenwood's had just a couple, three down games, and Steamboat's been having a really good year. They are actually just
they're 5-1.
5-1.
Yeah.
And yeah, Glenwood coming into this one had been shut out twice, so we weren't really sure what we were going to be looking at for this game.
Oh, yeah, Roosevelt beat up on them. They had 42-0 in the second quarter there. And then Summit, I wasn't able to go to the Summit game, but that was a 41-0. And so, you know, Glenwood's coming off a couple of tough losses, and they're coming out here and honestly taking it to Steamboat a little bit. You know, you see in the first half, it was all the running game for Glenwood. They didn't throw the ball until that last drive with a minute and 45 seconds left. They threw it three times and had two drops and a PI, and then they had to punt it away. But yeah, they're still, I mean, Ray Rosenmerkel's got 108 yards on the ground already. They're at 153 yards total, plus Rosenmerkel's 83-yard kickoff return with a little help from McMillan.
Great play. It's one of those, I don't know if they talked about it beforehand, going, if this happens,
sure,
let's do this, or if it just turned into one of those, and those two have been back there receiving kicks for all season.
Yeah.
So they, maybe it is something they worked out ahead of time, and it worked out. It worked out beautifully.
Yeah, because, you know, McMillan got everybody going to the left, and then Rosenmerkel just brought it around to the right. And, you know, credit to Ray, he did He did have to make one or two guys miss there at the end, and he did his job there. And
yeah, just outran the last tackler, the kicker. And that was all it was, all tied up now. So you were talking, it is really the tale of two different teams moving the ball very differently.
Yeah, you look at Steamboat, I mean, you know, Grove, their only ball carrier, really, other than Hamrick keeping it. He's got about 14 yards in the ground. Grove only has 20 yards on seven carries, but it's all about Hamrick in the air. I mean, he's 13 for 22, 182 yards, and two touchdowns. I mean, you're looking at close to a 400-yard game if he keeps this up. And it's just been incredible to see, you know, how, I mean, they're in that spread, they're in that either that doubles or that trips look, and how open their receivers still continue to be. Now, that last drive there, Glenwood did a good job of knocking down, breaking up a couple of those passes. But before then, I mean, they were in the area, but they were never really in an area to really contest those. So I think here in halftime, I think the Glenwood coaches are going to be saying, hey, we got to play these guys a little tighter. We got to get our hands in there and try to knock down some of these balls. Because if Hamrick is able to do this, it's going to be hard for Glenwood to keep driving the ball 7 yards at a time, keeping up with, you know, Steamboat, who has, I mean, they had a four-play drive. They had a five-play drive, six passes in a row. I mean, if you can do that, if you can score, you know, from 65 yards out in six plays, all in the air, you know, then it's going to be hard for a running team to keep up with that.
Yeah, Glenwood needs to keep those long, sustained drives, keep Steamboat's offense off the field.
Yeah.
And that's when they seem to actually have the success.
That's a favorite corner. We may have to go down and move that
microphone.
I think
I might have to go move that mic. I picked a spot where I didn't think anybody was going to stand because it's so far away, but still on the Glenwood fan side that evidently I was mistaken. But you were talking about Hamrick, and I took a look at his stats coming in. He's been averaging 14 yards a throw coming in over the last six games.
Wow.
And 187 yards a game.
Right, and that's the thing I'm worried about. He's at 182 at halftime.
Yeah.
You know, they've got to figure out how to shut that down or he's going to have the game of his life.
Yep. But if Glenwood can keep those long, sustained drives with those runs, it'll help keep him off the field, but it doesn't take him long to get back down the field.
Yeah.
Would you say 48, 46 seconds?
Last drive? Yeah, one of their drives was 48 seconds, only six plays.
Wow.
All of them passing plays, and they started at their own 35.
Jeez.
So, yeah, to go that, you know, 65 yards in less than a minute, they've got to be able to. And I don't know if it's, you know, coverage down the field or if Glenwood starts sending some blitzers and getting some more pressure on him. They've been able to shut down the running game, so you know they're getting a good push up front.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a matter of the coach saying, hey, okay, you know, we're going to, you know, I coached a game one time where I basically said we're going to blitz every play. We took turns. You know, it was middle linebacker, Sam, Will, corner. You know, he kind of just rotated through because we figured out in the first half that the throw was killing us, and so we couldn't get our defensive backs to take it away, so we had to take it away by, you know, putting more pressure on the quarterback.
Yep.
So it'd be interesting to see what Glenwood does to try to take that away, and if Steamboat can respond with more of a running game, which so far just has not been able to happen. I mean, Grove he had his longest carry was the first carry of the game, which was 9 yards. Since then, it's been -2, -3, -1. I mean, they're just not getting anything. You know, and when Hamrick has to scramble, it's a hit or miss. You know, half of them have been for positive and half of them have been for negative. So, yeah, if we can dial up that pressure, take away that all that time he seems to have to pick his receiver, you know, Glenwood has a great shot. I mean, that kickoff return, you know, going into halftime,
that was huge for Glenwood.
Yeah, going into halftime tied instead of down by a score. Mm-hmm. You know, that is a huge momentum swing. You know, those kids are going in there excited. You know, they were not. You know, it's going to carry over. And then same with the Steamboat. You know, they chose to kneel down on the last one because I think the coach just didn't want to get anybody hurt on some kind of a Hail Mary kind of play, which is totally understandable. But that momentum shift could carry through. So Steamboat's going to have to come out hot.
Yeah, they do get the ball coming out of the beginning of the second half. Standings, due to Glenwood losing these last two games, they're actually at the bottom of the division, the Central West division. Eagle Valley's just ahead of them. Battle Mountain Steamboat sitting third. Summit and Palisade are sitting first. They've got they're 4-2, although Steamboat's 5-1. But it is the division win loss because Steamboat lost to ahead. Where did it go?
Yeah, their one loss was within the conference play.
Yeah, it was. They beat Eagle Valley by only 1 point, which is interesting because that's who Glenwood has next week. And I had it. I don't know where it went. But their one loss was to division rival, hence the reason they're sitting down at third. And it was the first game of the season because now they're on a second game of the season. They're on a four-game winning streak.
Well, and they've been playing well. I mean, I can understand.
Yeah.
Their spread offense has been working pretty well for them.
And it is interesting to watch. You know, they come out, like we were saying, the trips to one side, and then they've usually got Grove off to the same side. And sometimes they'll audible out of it, but if they don't, they usually end up running that that run play to the trip side.
Yeah. Or they'll roll out to the trip side. I think I've only seen maybe two or three. One of them was on that touchdown, that last one, where he rolled out to the trip side, but then he saw that, you know, the slant pattern coming in from the weak side, and so he hit that slant. But most of the time, he's throwing to that trip side.
Yeah. Teams are coming back out on the field. We got a couple minutes left. And we'll roll the dice. We'll see if we can leave the mic where it sits. We'll sneak back out. Absolutely beautiful day to have a football game, especially up here in Steamboat. I only played up here once when I was in high school, but it was late in the year. The field was plowed off. But it wasn't an artificial turf, so it was mud.
Mud, oh yeah.
Frozen, cold. If I remember it, we won that game, so we were able to get out of here at least with a good feeling. But there, only once, and it was in Craig, where I haven't been colder in a football game than I was here. So to be here in late October with it having just snowed, this isn't bad. It is 4 o'clock, so not normal. The kickoff was at 4 o'clock.
Well, you should have gone to Summit with Ron last week. I hear he just, man, it was just frigid.
had I not had a previous engagement, I definitely would have been there with him all bundled up. I threw enough stuff in the truck today just in case we did have to sit outside because the air temperature is still a little cold outside.
Yeah. But, well, and shout out to Ron. I know Ron's homesick. He's going to be doing fine. But, hey, Ron, if you're listening, you know, we love you, man, and sorry you're not here with us, but we're having fun, and it's a great game. I'm not sorry that I missed the really cold one that we lost by 41, and then I caught this one. So sorry, not sorry, Ron, but we're thinking of you.
Ron, if you are listening, anytime you need me to fill in when we got a nice big press box like this that's heated that I can sit in anytime. No problem.
Absolutely.
But if you follow Ron on social media, you already know he did have tested positive for the Rona a couple days ago. So he said he's feeling great. He feels fine, just a little achy, that kind of thing. And so he's going through the protocols, and we hope to have him back sooner rather than later. But everything's all good.
You know, it's funny how it affects different people. I mean, my family got it back in July, and you know, each one of my family members, you know, my wife had nausea and you know, stomach issues. My daughter had the body aches and back aches. My son had massive headaches and that sort of thing. And I was feeling okay in other ways, but I had 8 straight days of high fever, 103 degrees fever, and some of the confusion that came along with that and that kind of thing. So it's been interesting to see how especially the Delta variant or whatever, how it's affected people and that kind of thing. So hopefully Ron gets a mild case and is able to kick it quick and
back at it in no time.
Back at it in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I've knock on wood, and of course there's none around.
It's all metal in here.
I've managed to get away from it, but what I've heard is, you know, really extreme headache and that kind of thing. That I know would take me out. I never get headaches, so when I do, I might as well just disappear from the earth because I'm no good to anybody.
You're one of those guys that when you're sick, you milk it as much as you get.
Hey, you're not supposed to tell people that.
Sorry, I violated the guy code.
That's right. Especially you don't broadcast that out.
Sarah, if you're listening, he's faking it every time. Every time he's sick.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. Don't listen. Coming to the end of halftime. Teams are out starting to warm up. Looking forward to it's already been a great game. Looking forward to the second half of a great game. All right, that's fan noise. We like that. We like that kind of noise.
As long as it's not just one guy telling us his life story over there.
Heard him talking about installing a hot tub in somebody's deck. I'm going, all right, that's great, guys. We don't need to hear that right now. But get a little ventilation here. Steamboat's already lined up, ready to receive the kick. Glenwood's huddling about it. They're talking about it. They don't want Steamboat to do what they did to them.
Yeah, that's a killer, a momentum killer. You go and get a kickoff return for a touchdown, and then you let them do the same thing, and you're like, it's almost worse.
Yeah,
you know, it's worse than just them, you know, going down and driving it down, because you're right back where you were, and it just takes away all of that positive energy.
Well, all right, here we go. Getting ready to start the second half. Glenwood kicking off to Steamboat. Back deep to receive for Steamboat. We talked about their jersey numbers before. If you're just joining us, Steamboat in their black jerseys, red numbers, and no outline. Makes it a little hard to see.
Yeah, and Mousley's one of them.
Mousley's one, and
it might be Grove.
I think it is. 40, right?
Yep, that's Grove.
Mousley and Grove back deep to receive for Steamboat. Rosa Merkel getting ready to kick off as soon as the official lets them put the ball down. And there we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a good one here at Gardner Field. Let's hear it for your
sailors! All tied up at 21, beginning of the third quarter. Steamboat set to receive Rosa Merkel's kickoff. Good kickoff by Rosa Merkel. It's going to fall at about the 12-yard line. Mousley picks it up. Kind of running across the field. He's going to be down at the 18-yard line.
Yeah, he slipped a little bit.
Had he not slipped, he probably would have picked up a few more, but good coverage by Glenwood. They had that one pretty well bottled up. He ended up having to come more, like the saying goes, east and west. Although I think it's north and south, looking at where the sun is setting. But he had to go sideways instead of down the field, and Glenwood able to keep the return to a minimum. So Steamboat out once again in their shotgun formation. Three to the left. They're not in trips. They're spread out. Grove to the right of Hamrick. Hamrick takes a snap, just pivots, tosses it out to Grove.
Good swarm there.
Grove picks up about 3 yards on that play, bring up second and 7 for Steamboat.
Hamrick's pass is complete to Grove. Brings up a second and 6 for the Sailors.
That was opposite what we saw him doing last time. Most of the time they were throwing that to the wide side and the side with three receivers. That time they did it to the single receiver side.
Yeah, they're listening to our broadcast. They said, oh, they're on to us.
Same formation, shotgun, three receivers to the left, one to the right, Grove to the left of Hamrick this time instead of the right-hand side. And Hamrick didn't even really move when he threw that ball, took the snap and threw it immediately. This time it's a handoff to Grove up the middle. Glenwood on it pretty quick, is able to tackle Grove down at the 25-yard line.
Grove on the carry, picks up two, brings
leading,
up a third and 4 for the
leading sale. The charge on that one was 26. We were talking about, we believe that's Markovich.
Yeah, that's got to be Markovich. He used to be 27, but looked like number 10 was in on it a little bit as well. That's Wyatt Truelove.
Truelove's been all over. He's been making in on a bunch of tackles. Shotgun once again for Steamboat. Two receivers to each side with Grove in the backfield with Hamrick. Sends his big tight end in motion, and Glenwood on it quick. Beautiful
Markovich.
Tackle by Markovich.
Yep, we definitely know 26 is Markovich. That was an incredible play. What, a loss of 4?
Big Ben Bogan trying to run that one and just couldn't escape Markovich.
4th and 6 for the Sailors.
Brings up 4th down for Steamboat, but yeah, Markovich read that one great, was able to get penetration through the line and tackle Bogan for a loss. So this is Steamboat punting for only the second time, I believe.
Yep.
And
Rosa
Merkel back to receive for Glenwood. I was trying to see who was kicking for Steamboat. High punt, high short punt. This one's going to fall at the 48-yard line of Steamboat, but it's going to take a Steamboat bounce. And they're going to down it at Glenwood's 37-yard line.
Sandvik with the punt. We'll bring up a first and 10 for the Demons.
Rosenmerkel wisely decided just to leave that one alone. It wasn't going to go very far, so Glenwood starts the second half with good field position.
Tell you what, Sandvik has been, or Sandvik, I guess.
Sandvik,
He's been lucky with those bounces because neither one of those punts have been very far.
No, they haven't.
They're very high, but if they had taken a different bounce, that would have been a very bad punt.
Glenwood starting the second half. Sandoval under center pitches to Rosenmerkel, and Rosenmerkel spins out of a tackle, but he is still going to lose yardage on this play. They go ahead and tackle Rosenmerkel out at the 34-yard line.
Rosenmerkel on the carry.
But definite loss on the play.
We'll lose about three on the play. Brings up second and 13.
Second and 13 for Glenwood. Sandoval back under center. Sends man in motion. Actually drops back to pass, and it's going to be an incomplete pass. Tried to send that one out to McMillan, and McMillan was able to...
Pass is incomplete.
He was stretching for it, but it just fell down to the ground in between his hands.
For the Demons.
So that'll be second, third and 14.
Yeah, he had a defender draped all over him.
Actually,
Sandoval was good to get it, just to get rid of that one.
Yeah, that brings up third and 14 after the... Shouldn't it be second and 14?
No.
It is third, okay.
Yeah, they ran one on first with Rosenmerkel. That was just the pass. So now it's third.
Okay. So third and long for Glenwood. Sandoval back under center. Two wings for Glenwood. They fake the toss, and they go ahead and give it to Rosenmerkel. Rosenmerkel running hard, but he's going to get run out of bounds. He just didn't have enough field to work with.
Yeah.
He is able to get it back to the original line of scrimmage, but now it's going to bring up fourth and 10 for Glenwood, and they'll have to punt.
Yeah, they fake that toss and run that counter. It just wasn't there this time. The defense didn't go with the fake. Sometimes I think you can oversell a fake. You know, I think Sandoval, when he did his fake, he threw the ball way up in the air, like his hands way up in the air. He hung onto the ball, but you know, it's almost an obvious fake pitch. Sometimes I think it's better if you just have that same motion you would if you were really pitching,
yeah,
and then hide that ball. I think he oversold the fake a little bit.
So Rosenmerkel's back to punt, back to receive for Steamboat. I'll tell you here in a second. It's Rosenmerkel low kick. Takes a Glenwood bounce. Actually, Steamboat's going to let it go. And Glenwood's going to down that at Steamboat's 18-yard line.
Rosenmerkel
so
down.
So two, three and outs to start the second half, one for each team. 8:40 to go in the third quarter, all tied up at 21. First half was a real good game. Both teams moved the ball pretty good. They were able to stop each other from time to time, but Steamboat through the air, Glenwood through the ground, moving things quite well, and maybe they've got each other figured out on a few things, kind of feeling each other out for the second half. Steamboat comes back out in their shotgun, two receivers to each side, Grove to the left of Hamrick. Sends a receiver in motion. They do give the ball to the motion man, and he was going to throw it. Glenwood wisely picked it up. Beautiful play on that tackle.
That was Cole Sherrick.
Sherrick just didn't fall for it one bit. It looked like
loss on the play for the Sailors.
Yeah, he just came in.
Was that Austin Moore trying to throw that?
Second and 20.
Yeah, I don't know.
Number five.
Yeah, it looked like it was. You know, they're trying to do one of those halfback pass, you know, trick plays. And. And Sherrick came in from that outside linebacker position. I think he was on a blitz and just, I mean, it was not the best tackle. I mean, it was one of those jersey, I got you and come back here kind of things. But
brings up second and 20 for Steamboat. Two receivers to the left, one to the right.
Steamboat's probably going to call a timeout here because they're short a player.
They're running out of time. I was sitting there counting going, we're short people. I'm pretty sure.
Well, they just had a receiver
come out
and just run off the field. Number four there. Mosley.
Steamboat takes a timeout so they don't get a delay game penalty. We'll take a timeout as well. 7:52 left in the third quarter, all tied at 21. Yeah, this is KMTS.
The exact replacement parts are better than just any old parts. That's why Toyota Service Center technicians use genuine Toyota parts, because they're designed to fit the exact specifications of your vehicle.
Toyota Service Centers. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Visit Toyota.com or head to your nearest dealer and drive home in your new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Visit Bighorn Toyota in Glenwood Springs today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Steve-O's Radio. All tied at 21, pretty much the beginning of the third quarter, 7:52 left. And Steamboat's going backwards. It's second and 20. They tried to get fancy, and Glenwood sniffed it out and did it quite well. Three receivers to the left. Hamrick drops back to pass. It's going to be a screen to Grove. Grove doing a good job. Had a couple blockers out in front of him, and he actually carries the ball out to the 26-yard line.
He's close to the first down.
Hamrick's pass is complete to Grove.
That'll bring up a third and three for Steamboat. But good running there by Grove. He had some blockers out in front of him and able to go ahead and keep that ball moving and give them a
third and
short.
About three for the Sailors.
Glenwood actually sniffed it out pretty good, but there were so many blockers in front of Grove, he was able to pick up some good yardage.
Yeah, and that puts Hamrick at over 200 yards in the air.
Wow. Two receivers to each side for Hamrick. He sends Grove in motion to his right out of the backfield. Looks like that halfback screen, but they go ahead and fake it back to their tight end, Bogan.
And good defensive play, good swarm there. Bogan's hard to take down.
This one's really going to depend on the spot as to whether they get him the first down or not. They are going to give him the first down, just.
Hamrick's pass complete to Ben Bogan.
Bogan first picked up just enough of that first down. And it does move the chains for Steamboats. So they'll have first and 10 at their own 29-yard line with 7:20 left in the third quarter. Two receivers to each side, Hamrick in the shotgun, Grove to his right and a yard behind. See if he sends anybody in motion. Nope, they'll run straight out of it. And it's a give to Grove, and Glenwood was faked out. They thought Hamrick still had the ball.
Yep.
Carry,
but it looks like they're starting to send some of those blitzes, like I was talking about. They're trying to get that pressure on him, and they just, you know, Steamboat just called the right play.
Yep.
Nice little draw play.
Yeah,
kind of let those blitzers go right past, and
Grove able to just do that draw and pick up a first down, move that ball quite well. Almost looked like some of the Glenwood linebackers were waiting to see like where is the ball, and all of a sudden they see Grove running by him.
Yeah.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Hamrick back in the shotgun again. Grove next to him. He drops back to pass. It's a short pass. And it's passed to his left. They're going to pick up about 7 yards with that receiver on that one for Steamboat.
Is that Gideon again?
I think it might have been Gideon. Either Gideon or Mousley. Can't tell if that was four. Anyway,
yep.
That'll bring up a second and three.
Yeah, that looked like a little like Steve-O. A receiver screen.
Three to Hamrick's right, one to his left. He's got Grove in the backfield again. Drops back to pass. It's going to be a bomb to the short side, and it is complete. No, incomplete. He had it, but when he rolled over, he didn't have control of the ball, and it came flipping out. So that'll be incomplete. And that'll bring up
a Sailor's second and three.
Shouldn't that be third and three? Third and three. That should be third and three.
Oh, they're marking him back.
We've got a penalty.
We had a penalty.
I didn't see a flag.
I didn't either. I haven't seen a signal yet either.
Penalty on Steamboat.
Penalty on the play.
That'll bring up second and seven. Second and eight.
It's only a 5-yarder, whatever it was.
Didn't even see a signal from the referee.
No.
Shotgun once again for Steamboat. Two receivers to each side. Grove in the backfield with Hamrick on his left side. Sends a receiver in motion from left to right. Just kind of settles in at the wing position. Hamrick rolls to his right, is throwing, and it's way over the head of his intended receiver.
Vanderbosch.
Was that Vanderbosch or was that Gideon?
No, it's Vanderbosch. Number nine.
Oh, okay. Vanderbosch, yeah. Vanderbosch is tall. He ain't that tall, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it really, especially the single-digit ones, the 9, the 8, the 6, the 3, they all look the same from here.
So that brings up third and 8 for Steamboat. at their own 43-yard line. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Hamrick in the shotgun. Grove to his right.
Swing it out to Grove, maybe. Yeah.
Hamrick takes a snap. It's going to be another long pass. They've tried these. It's almost like a fade pass.
Yeah.
Hamrick doesn't even try to put any forward motion into it. He kind of does a drop back and passes off of his back foot. And Gideon just I don't know if Hamrick threw it to the wrong place or if Gideon was ran the wrong route.
Well, it's like Hamrick is he's not throwing to a man. He's throwing to a spot.
Yeah.
You know, he's just deciding. Okay, I'm going to put it out here and trust that. You know, both Gideon and Mousley and Vanderbosch are, you know, pretty tall and pretty lanky. So, you know, they're probably going to be pretty good at those jump balls. But that was just about 12 yards beyond where they were.
So Steamboat will punt for the third time. They've been doing some really high, long hang time punts, but they've been short. Rosenmerkel sets up at the 30. Oh, and he mishandled the snap. He actually kind of had to juggle it. The ball actually hits at the 30. Rosenmerkel's telling everybody to get away from it. And they'll down that at the Glenwood 28. That was actually watching him try to handle that ball. It's like he caught it, and then he went to settle it, and it slipped out of his hands for a second. He had to re-catch and resettle the ball before he kicked it. So Glenwood has it first down at their own 28-yard line. 5:16 left to go in the third quarter, all tied at 21 right now. Glenwood went 3 and out on their last possession. Sandoval sets up underneath center. Sends a man in motion. Hands it to the upback, and he's got an open field. He's actually carrying a couple sailors with him.
That's Markovich.
That's Markovich doing a great job. Takes all the way up to the 41-yard line.
Freshman phenom.
Good running by Markovich. He actually kind of slipped through a gap. He kind of even like skinnied himself a little bit and then just took on a couple tacklers and took him for a ride for about 3 or 4 yards. That moves the chains for Glenwood. They've got first and 10 at their 41-yard line. Sends Rosenmerkel in motion. They hand it back to Markovich. And he picks up 4 yards. Second and 6 for Glenwood. Good running by Glenwood. They're just doing what they do. Move the ball, staying consistent, and if they can keep from shooting themselves in the foot,
that'll be for the Demons.
That'll be the trick.
Yeah, if they can turn these stops into scores.
Sandoval under center. Two wings. Markovich in motion, but they go ahead and do a quick short pass. Oh!
It's another drop.
It was right there. Evan Heil had that ball, and the same kind of thing happened to him earlier. It wasn't the same play, but he caught it and then had to juggle it a little bit and then lost control of it, and it falls incomplete.
Third and 7.
Calling it 7, but call it a short six, or a long six. See what Glenwood comes up with here on third down. Sandoval under center. Two wings. Rosenmerkel in motion, then goes back to set up at his right wing position. Glenwood moving right to left on the field, and they give it to the up-back, back to Markovich. And he's going to come up.
Oh, my goodness.
They had him stop 2 yards before the first down, and he just kept pumping and moving those legs, and he gives Glenwood a first down.
Are they going to give him the first down? No, I think it's going to be short.
It is going to be short, isn't it? 1 yard. I could have sworn he had that first down.
Short.
That'll be fourth and one.
Right at the 50.
And fourth and one for the Demons.
Pat Engel decides to keep his offense out on the field. They're going to go for it. Why not?
Give it to Markovich again. I mean,
you're at the 50-yard line. Just move the pile. Sandoval under center. He keeps the ball, and the Glenwood first down, and he picks up a few more as well.
Yep.
All the way up to the Steamboat 46. Good running. They really had him faked out. Sandoval went up and kind of faked like he was going to go to the right of the center and then backed up and went left, able to pick up that extra yardage.
And then Markovich just planted his hands in the back of his shoulder pads and just said, okay, buddy, you're the sled. Let's go.
We're just going to help you move here, buddy. Just hold on.
Yeah.
Just don't let that ball go. First and 10 for Glenwood at the Steamboat 47. Nice sustained drive, and this is what Glenwood needs to do to keep Steamboat on their to keep Steamboat's offense off the field. Sandoval under center. And another keeper by Sandoval. He's still pushing. I'm surprised they didn't blow the whistles. That's going to give him 2 yards.
Carry by Sandoval.
That'll bring the ball up to the 45-yard line of Steamboat.
Good for a gain of 1 or 2 on the play.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a design play or if we've seen Sandoval struggle a little bit with the snap and the exchange. So I'm wondering if that was just a little bit of a bobbled snap and just had to make something out of it. Maybe the coach is seeing the same thing. He's calling a timeout.
I think so, yeah. Was that a Glenwood timeout?
I believe so.
Okay, so Glenwood takes a timeout. 2:24, I believe, left in the third quarter. The Sun's right at the scoreboard right now, so kind of hard to tell. Still tied at 21. This is KMTS.
This sports program on KMTS is enthusiastically brought to you by Berthoud Motors GMC in Buick in Glenwood Springs. For well over 70 years, Berthoud Motors has served Western Colorado as a family-owned business. Just like the student-athletes you're rooting for in this game, our owners grew up here and still live here. Go to our website, berthoudgmc.com, and see the Berthoud Advantage. Berthoud Motors GMC Buick on South Grand Ave, a block south of the Sunlight Bridge in Glenwood Springs.
Really had much Welcome back to Steamboat Springs. 2:24 left in the third quarter, all tied at 21. Glenwood on the move. It is 2nd and 8 for Glenwood at their own Steamboat's 45-yard line. Excuse me. Sandoval takes a snap, hands off the ball, and that we do have a flag on the play. Running the ball on that one was Markovich.
Carried by McMillan. Penalty flags on the play.
I said McMillan.
Yeah, PA got it. PA guy got it wrong.
Okay.
That was Markovich. But it looks like, it's going to be a holding penalty against Glenwood.
Holding against the Demons.
So that'll back Glenwood up. Be 2nd and long for Glenwood at the 49-yard line of Steamboat.
That's a 10-yarder. It'll probably be at their own 45.
Oh, yes, you're correct. Yeah. I completely forgot about that. I saw the official stand at the 49. Didn't realize he wasn't the one marking the ball.
Yep.
So that backs Glenwood up into their own territory.
We'll bring up a 2nd and 20 for the Demons.
And 2nd and very long. 2nd and 20 for Glenwood.
2nd and about 18, but yeah.
Sandoval back under center, got his wings set up, sends Markovich in motion. Goes to pass, but he gets hit as he passes. They are going to call it incomplete.
Yeah.
Arm was going forward.
In the throwing motion, just had... I couldn't tell who that was. I can't read those numbers again.
No.
But yeah, just grabbed him by his left shoulder and pulled him down as he threw.
20 for the Demons.
I think that was Austin Moore. I think it was number 5. Got in there and got him.
Glenwood is still yet to complete a pass.
Heil's been close. He's had those two. He's juggled.
Yeah. The two drops by Heil and a drop by McMillan.
Sandoval back under center. Glenwood in the wing. Sends Rosenmerkel in motion. Pitches out to Rosenmerkel. He's trying to find an edge and can't find it. Steamboat's got him way back in the backfield. He's extended things as long as he can. And he's going to get it back.
And
not quite. He's going to fall short of the line of scrimmage by a couple yards. That'll bring up
Nick Wilson in on the
tackle. No, there's a flag on the play. Bogan.
Penalty flag on the play.
I mean, just unnecessarily. He's getting in one of those one-on-one competitions with one of the other guys and just threw one of the Glenwood players right in front of the white hat. So, it's going to be personal foul against them.
That'll give Glenwood a first down. Yep.
Yeah, the fans are booing, but that was so clearly. It was like, and it's 10 yards behind the actual play. It's like, what's the purpose of that? That's just, you got to coach that out of these young kids.
That's somebody getting frustrated and taking it out. And you did it right in front of the official, too, so you really don't have an excuse. Jay Hamrick, head coach for the Sailors, wants an explanation, and when the official comes up and tells him, he glares at Bogan and goes, oh, okay.
We'll bring up a 3rd down.
It's not going to be a first down.
It's not
going to
be a first. I thought it was going to give enough, but not quite.
But
so
they're
3rd and 6.
They're getting 10 yards of that back.
That's a whole lot better than it was. Officials holding Glenwood up from getting to the ball. There they go.
At least 3rd and possible now.
Sandoval under center. Double wing, double tight. Pitches the ball, and
McMillan's got it.
McMillan's got the 1st down. Steamboat tackles him at the 35-yard line. Reese McMillan with some great running, breaking down a couple tackles, and Glenwood, once again, just out in front, clearing the way for him. And due to that personal foul, Glenwood now has a first down.
Yep.
Steamboat subbing out some defensive line players. And actually, somebody's number I can actually make out, number 65, because he's got the white outline around his numbers.
JV player getting some playing time.
Palacios. Yeah. My apologies. Sandoval back under center. Gives the ball the up back, and Steamboat. Oh. I'm kind of surprised there wasn't a flag on that one. One of the Glenwood players pushed one of the Steamboat players down.
Yeah, I understand why they didn't throw that one, though, because it was in the middle of the scrum. And, you know, this was a player that was trying to pull the ball carrier down, and one of the Glenwood players came and pushed him off. I mean, it didn't affect anything. But the crowd didn't like it.
Right. Markovich able to get that one back up the original line of scrimmage, brings up second and 10. Sandoval sends McMillan in motion, drops back to pass, and it's incomplete.
Another drop hit him right in the hands.
McMillan had it, and it was coming out of the backfield. He would have had some room to make some yardage, and the pass just bounces off McMillan's hands.
Again, Glenwood not able to complete a pass yet. That's seven passes, and at least I would say five of them have been drops.
All right, third down for Glenwood, third and 10 from Steamboat's 34-yard line. Sandoval in the shotgun, calls for the snap, drops back to pass.
Oh.
And it's incomplete. Pass intended for Ray Rosenmerkel, and it just dropped through his arms.
Pass is incomplete.
That'll bring up fourth down.
For the Demons.
Wow, another drop. Now, understandably, for Ray, for Ray Rosenmerkel, that was a difficult. You know, he was running to the outside. Had, you know, kind of as he fell, but it still hit him right in between the hands.
And admittedly, he did have to look back into the sun, and the sun is at a really low angle right now. So, it's still the
tail of the drop so far. We've had eight at pass attempts, and six of them have been dropped.
Yep.
And they're going for it.
They're going for it. Fourth and 10. Sandoval back in the shotgun. He's got two receivers each side. Drops back, scans the defense, and it's going to be overthrown. Closest receiver for Glenwood was Sawyer McKinney, and he was well covered. So in retrospect, good choice by Sandoval to just pretty much throw that ball away.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was trying to do a post route, you know, come up and then shoot to the inside. But the defender did a good job of not without getting interference, or whatever, but just kind of getting in his way, breaking up that route for him, so he couldn't make it to that inside. So Sandoval just airmailed it over his head.
44 seconds left in the third quarter, still tied at 21. Steamboat has the ball, first and 10 at their own 34-yard line. Hamrick back in the shotgun once again. He's got three receivers to his right, one to the left. Grove beside him in the backfield. They do a short pass off to Grove, and he's going to pick up about swing pass out to the left on that play.
Grove on the carry, swing, will gain three.
Swing pass out to the left.
Second and seven for the Sailors.
Yeah, it was more like a four-yard pickup. Nope, they're going to go ahead and mark it three. Second and seven for Steamboat.
It's the Homer effect there. They're listening to the PA guy instead of us.
Could be this. 38 seconds left in the third quarter. This quarter's actually gone by really quick.
Yeah.
Hamrick brings him out in the shotgun. Three receivers to his right, one to the left. Got Grove in the backfield to his right. Calls for the snap. Drops back. He's looking left. Does throw
it's
left.
Another screen.
Hamrick's pass to Grove is complete.
Welcome to Steamboat Springs. If you're just joining us and you haven't been listening online, we are in Steamboat for the Sailors versus the Demons. It is almost the end of the third quarter. We've got 30 seconds left in the third, all tied at 21.
Just
it's been a really good game. This third quarter's gone by really quick.
For the Sailors.
Steamboat on their own 43-yard line. third and one. They've been running out of the shotgun all game. We haven't really seen them in any other formation. Hamrick's the quarterback for Steamboat. He's got three receivers to the right, one to his left. His running back, Grove, is to his right in the backfield. Takes the ball, does a handoff to Grove. Grove manages to make a couple tacklers miss, and they are going to give him the first down, mark the ball at the 45-yard line. This is Pat Dupre with Keith Harris. Ron Milhorn's at home recovering well, we hope.
Grove on the carry will get a Sailor's first down.
Glad we could be here to cover an early game due to the official shortage. The game actually started at 4 o'clock. The crew that's officiating this game is going to move on down the road to Hayden to call a late game that doesn't start till 8 o'clock. Steamboat with a first and 10. Two receivers to each side. Hamrick's the quarterback in the shotgun. Grove is the running back. They do give the ball to Grove, and good tackling by Glenwood.
Great play by McKinney there.
McKinney and just trying to Cole Sherrick. Managed to bring Grove down with no gain. Brings up second and 10 for Steamboat at the original line of scrimmage.
Third quarter of play here at Gardner Field.
And that is the end of the third. So, end of three quarters, 21-21, all tied up here in Steamboat Springs. This is KMTS.
Is it time for a new car, SUV, or truck? Get into a new Buick or GMC, or choose from over 100 pre-owned vehicles. We have the best selection in the valley at Berthet Motors GMC Buick. Come by and let us show you just the right vehicle. Se habla español? Come by and meet Hugo. ITIN? No problem. We can help anyone build or rebuild their credit. Come see all the new 2021 Buicks and GMCs arriving daily. Check out our new Buick Encore GX, a five-person SUV, innovated, engineered, and crafted to fit the way your life moves. Search our in-stock inventory on professional-grade GMC Sierra pickup trucks and see our extensive selection of pre-owned inventory at Berthet Motors GMC Buick on Grand Avenue, a block south of the Sunlight Bridge in Glenwood Springs. See us online at berthetmotorsgmc.com. That's BERTHODGMC.com.
Award-winning local sports coverage on your brand of country. KMTS, Glenwood Springs, Rifle, Aspen.
Welcome back to Steamboat Springs. Start of the fourth quarter. Steamboat has the ball, and it's a completed pass from Hamrick out to his wide receiver, number...
Pass is complete.
Vanderbosch, I think.
From Hamrick to Cody Mousley.
Mousley, okay.
First down, Sailor.
That four and that nine look the same.
Those single digits. If you're just joining us, you haven't been listening online, we are in Steamboat Springs calling the game between the Sailors and the Demons. All tied at 21, beginning of the fourth quarter, and Steamboat on the move. They're at Glenwood's 34-yard line. Steamboat working exclusively out of the shotgun. Hamrick's quarterback, he's got three receivers to his left, one to his right. Grove, his running back, is in the backfield with him. The handoff is to Grove. Glenwood on the tackle for Grove. Real quick on that tackle for Glenwood, number 45. Stefan.
Grove's on the carry.
If I could talk, excuse me. Orbelski. Gain of four
brings
up second and six for Steamboat. As long as I don't swallow water down the wrong tube, we can finish this game. All tied at 21 here in the fourth quarter. Been a really good game. Each team moving the ball in their own way. Glenwood on the ground, Steamboat through the air. And the opposite teams have made sure that they couldn't run it the other way.
Yeah, Steamboat's completely taken away the pass from Glenwood.
Hamrick back in the shotgun, takes a snap, rolls to his left to his single wide receiver side. He's throwing it into the end zone, and it's going to be incomplete. Intended receiver for that one, and the pass was just short.
Pass is incomplete.
I think the intended receiver was Mousley again.
It was Mousley.
And he's upset. He thinks he was interfered with. There was just a little bit of hand fighting, that sort of thing. But, man, he's taken his helmet off, and he's throwing a little bit of a fit over here on the sidelines.
I can't tell if he thought like he was in the wrong spot, too, because it looks like he's blaming himself for that one.
Yeah.
Because it looked like he was just a little further down the field than Hamrick was expecting. Steamboat's been working exclusively out of the shotgun all game. They've mostly been passing out of it, but every once in a while you do see him do a handoff, or the quarterback Hamrick does do a run out of it. Hamrick's got three receivers left, one to the right. Grove in the backfield with him. Glenwood's been doing a pretty good job. They got some pressure this time. Made him throw it probably a little before he wanted to, but it's still a completed pass.
Oh, no.
It was a completed pass at the 10, and Glenwood thought that they had it broken up, and it's a touchdown, Steamboat.
That was to Vanderbosch, and Vanderbosch just basically just out-jumped the defender. The defender was in perfect position and jumped up to swat that ball. And Vanderbosch, who's probably at least 6'3".
I think Vanderbosch is listed 6'3", yeah.
Yeah, just out-jumped and just basically was just playing almost like a basketball rebound. I'm gonna take this from you.
Charlie Reisman on to kick the extra point for Steamboat. Snap is in, hold is in, kick is good.
Reisman's point.
And Steamboat goes up by 7. So with 10:36 left in the fourth, Steamboat 28, Glenwood 21. This is KMTS.
You finally did it. You traded in that hand-me-down car for something you really wanted. Now you're doing all you can to take care of it, like parking it as far away as possible from other cars. It deserves better car insurance than the cut-rate coverage you've had. So talk to me, State Farm Agent Carl Ciani. I'll help you get the right coverage at the right price.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Providing insurance and financial services. Call me, Carl Ciani, State Farm Agent, for all the details.
Welcome back to Steamboat Springs High School. We are in the fourth quarter of a contest between the Sailors and the Demons. 10:36 left in the quarter. Steamboat up 28-21 on Glenwood. It's been a really good game back and forth, and Steamboat's been doing it all through the air. They haven't been able to run the ball. And the exact opposite for Glenwood. Glenwood can run the ball up and down the field, but they can't complete a pass to save the game.
Yeah, Hamrick for Steamboat has 275 yards in the air, three touchdowns. But they only have about 40 yards on the ground. But Glenwood, they have thrown 9 passes and dropped 7 of them. They haven't completed
real
a pass yet.
Short. I wouldn't even call it a squib. It was almost a little pooch hop kick from Steamboat.
It's almost like the kicker got too far underneath the ball and kicked more tee than he did ball.
That's going to place the ball at the Glenwood 36-yard line. It was just a real high pooch kick. Now they're going to place it at the 47. But we've seen them. They haven't been kicking it very deep. When they have, it's actually been real long hang time. And Steamboat's been able to just basically stop Glenwood wherever they catch the ball. So Glenwood moving left to right. Sandoval under center. Double wing, double tight, single back. And they do pitch it to Rosenmerkel. Rosenmerkel cuts it back, and he is going to pick up about 2 yards. Get it back to the 39-yard line for Glenwood. Good hard running by Glenwood. Steamboat's been able to start picking up the stuff inside. And when Glenwood starts to stretch it to the outside, either direction, they try to take the edge away. But every once in a while, Glenwood's able to get out there before Steamboat does and picks up some really good yardage.
Well, and Rosenmerkel's been kind of the star of the game. He's 110 yards on the ground plus an 83-yard kickoff return for a touchdown.
That kickoff return was amazing.
Yeah.
Sandoval back under center, double wing, double tie for Glenwood. They pitch it. Oh, I thought that was going to be a loss. Pitch out to McMillan, and it's still going to be a loss.
Yeah.
They actually had him tackled down. They had him at the 34-yard line. He tried to salvage it, and I think still ended up at the 34-yard line, just the other side of the field.
Yeah, he was running to his right, and the defender came and kind of wrapped around his waist, and he was able to spin out of it, and then it turned him around, so why not go to the left? It seemed to be open, but Steamboat did a great job of coming and filling, and it still ended up losing, three, four yards.
Yep. Ball placed at the Glenwood 35-yard line. 9:16 left to go in the fourth quarter. Steamboat leading 28, Glenwood 21. Glenwood coming out now in the shotgun. Sandoval has two receivers to each side. He's got a running back in the backfield with him. That is McMahon. Pass is complete out to Rosenmerkel. Sandoval passed out to Rosenmerkel.
He's got the first.
Call him out of bounds at the 48-yard line of Glenwood.
We completed a pass.
First, we completed a pass. Markovich was in the backfield and made a saving block to keep Sandoval from getting sacked. I was so caught up on that great block by Markovich, I missed the actual pass from Sandoval. That's what you get for having an offensive lineman as a play-by-play guy. Glenwood at they actually placed it, moved it up to the 49-yard line. Sandoval back under center, pitches it out to Rosenmerkel. Rosenmerkel running to the left, and they go ahead. They hold him. Oh, they are going to give him a yard. They say he got up to the 50-yard line.
Yeah, it's forward progress.
Gave him forward progress, and that was, you saw Rosenmerkel kind of stretch that ball out for that yard.
Yeah, his body was stopped, but his hands went forward.
Steamboat defender had a big bear hug on him, but he picked up that yard just by reaching that ball out. Brings up 2nd and 9 for Glenwood. It's been interesting to see Glenwood, for the most part, was really holding Steamboat back for a while, and they had a couple really good passes that dropped in above the defenders. And now that the sun's down, I can take my sunglasses off. Sandoval back under center, sends Rosenmerkel in motion. They fake the pitch to him. Sandoval goes, drops to pass, and is almost picked off. Double covered on that play.
It's intended for McKinney, but McKinney just, it was, he was double covered. The guy, there was a guy behind him, and there's a guy right in front of him, and McKinney wasn't able to go up and high point that. Sandoval was thrown under some pretty good pressure. He had guys right in his face.
Yeah, you almost want to say if he hadn't rolled out that far, he may not have had as much pressure in his face. 7:57 left in the fourth quarter. Steamboat leading Glenwood 28-21. Glenwood with 3rd and 9 at the 50-yard line. Sandoval under center. They fake the pitch, but then hand it off to Rosenmerkel, and Rosenmerkel is going to be forward for about a 2-yard gain up to the Steamboat 48-yard line. We'll see if Coach Engel decides to keep his offense on the field, which he has done before.
That was their counter again. You know, they fake that pitch to McMillan as he goes into motion, and then hand it off to Rosenmerkel, cutting to the inside. And it was one of those things, I think if Rosenmerkel, if he was able to bounce that, he had room to the outside, but he cut it up to the inside, and they closed in what little hole that was there.
Glenwood's going to go for it. 4th and 7 at the Steamboat 48-yard line. Sandoval in shotgun, sends Rosenmerkel in motion from his right to left. Sandoval fakes like he's going to throw, then drops back, tucks it and runs. Steamboat stops him for maybe a gain of 1, but either way, it's turnover on downs, and Steamboat will take the ball at their own 47-yard line.
You know, I don't understand that play. I mean, that was obviously a quarterback draw, but he, you know, whether it was the execution, I mean, he didn't seem to sell the pass long enough. You know, the only way a draw really works is they have to believe that you're passing the ball, and then it opens up in the middle. I think, you know, you saw Sandoval. He stepped back once, took the pose, but didn't hold it, didn't stick around, and then just took off running. Just wasn't enough time for them to bite on the fake, and they just closed it down.
So Steamboat comes back out in the shotgun. Hamrick sits up with Grove in the backfield with him. He's got 3 receivers to his right, 1 to the left. And they run it. They hand it off to Grove, and he's able to pick up 4 yards to Glenwood's 49-yard line.
Three on the play, brings up a 2nd and 7.
Glenwood's secondary has actually, they've held on with Steamboat's receivers. They've been in the area. They've maybe have allowed them to catch the ball, but not a lot of yards after catch. And then towards the end of the second quarter, they were actually batting some things away, doing pretty good, but it's these wide receivers and tight ends for Steamboat are just so tall.
Yeah, I think there's about 4 of them that are 6'2 or above.
Or above, yep. Hamrick in the backfield and shotgun once again. Grove to his left. He's got 2 receivers to each side. Quick pass out to his left. And with that pass is...
It's to Gideon.
To Gideon.
He's one of those tall ones.
And he's able to pick up a 1st down. They're going to mark that ball down at the 35-yard line of Glenwood.
Number 3, Jake Gideon. Brings up a Sailor's 1st down.
The best commentators, whether they're doing color or play-by-play, are always offensive linemen. Just leave it at that. 1st down for Steamboat at Glenwood's 35. Once again, coming out in the shotgun. This time, they've got 2 receivers to the right, a tight end standing up to the right of the offensive line, a single receiver to the left, and Grove in the backfield with Hamrick. Hamrick takes it, hands it off to Grove. Oh, it took a second for Grove to get a hold of that ball. He did not have a good
drilled
hold on that ball. Great tackle
Huttenhauer just drilled him.
And right back
nowhere.
At the line of scrimmage.
Wow.
That brings up second down for Steamboat. Second and ten.
No gain on the play.
Yeah, Huttenhauer had great penetration on that. And part of it, Grove did just freely did not have that ball. And he got it just before Huttenhauer hit him, or else that may have been a fumble.
I'd say he even lost a yard on that one.
I think you might be right.
Yep.
Yep. Second and 11 for Steamboat. Two receivers to each side. Hamrick in the shotgun. Grove to his left. He does go to pass. Quick pass right, and it's incomplete. I couldn't tell who that was actually intended for. There were two receivers in line.
Yeah, I think it's just because he had to throw it so quickly because Sherrick was blitzing in from that weak side linebacker, and he had to get rid of the ball, and so he kind of threw it over the head of one and short of the other one. I think more of just a, here, I'm going to save my own life.
Exactly. Steamboat comes back out in the shotgun. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Hamrick and Grove in the backfield. And Hamrick goes to run it, and he is going to keep it. He's going to pick up about 5 yards. It'll make it fourth and five, depending on spot. Maybe fourth and six.
Four on the play.
Fourth and six for Steamboat.
Giving it to him at the 31.
Brings up a fourth and six for Sailors.
It looks like they are going to keep the offense out on the field.
Yeah, I mean, they're only one score ahead.
They'll keep the clock running. 4:44 left in the fourth quarter, and the clock is running. 28-21, Steamboat.
I think the Steamboat coach is thinking, I got to get a score on this drive because we give it back to Glenwood in 4 minutes and 4.5 minutes. They've been able to run it, get it down there and score, get a two-point conversion.
They don't see the ball again.
Yeah.
Hamrick back in the shotgun once again, keeps it. He's looking to throw left, and it's a big bomb out there, and it is going to be incomplete.
It's broken up. Good job.
Kind of a jump pass to his wide receiver out there. Going up for that one was Gideon, but he had three Demon defenders around him and turnover on downs.
And William Marshall did a great job of getting in front of that. He almost was in position to intercept it. It was almost like the Steamboat guy had to become the defender and knock it out of Marshall's hand.
So it'll be Glenwood's ball, first and 10 at the 31-yard line. We'll see if Glenwood can march down the field and get a tying score. Sandoval in the shotgun. He's got two in the backfield next to him. Sends Rosenmerkel in motion. Gives the ball, and they're running right. He gave it to
McMillan.
McMillan on that one.
Only a gain of one or two, though.
What? He's able to pick up. They give it two. So second and eight. Bogan in on that tackle for Steamboat.
McMillan gains about one on the play. Brings up a second nine for the Demons.
They're calling it second nine. We'll call it second and eight. Second and eight for Glenwood. 3:47 left in the fourth quarter and counting. Sandoval in the shotgun. He's got two receivers to each side, a back in the backfield with him. Rosenmerkel in motion from Sandoval's right to left. Sandoval drops back to pass, looks over the defense.
Wide open pass.
Oh. McMillan was wide open.
Come on.
And it just, once again, went right through McMillan's hands. Had he caught that, he'd have been gone. There was a defender in his area, but I don't think he would have caught McMillan.
Well, and McMillan, you know, he's looking over his right shoulder. He's got his arms out in front of him, and he just never – he didn't have them together. So when the ball came through, he tried to scissor or try to clamp down onto the ball. Instead of – you know, he should be running with his – almost his pinkies touching to catch that ball, and it just went right in between his arms. Man, that is the the eighth drop.
3:31 left in the fourth. Third and long for Glenwood. It's going to be third and eight. Sandoval back in the shotgun, takes the snap. He had three receivers to his left, one to his right. He goes to the short side. Pass was originally intended for Evan Heil, and that one was tipped by a Steamboat defender. And that'll bring up fourth and long for Glenwood. And they really have no choice. They have to go for it.
Yeah, that was tipped by Mousley.
Brings up a fourth and nine for the Glenwood Springs Demons.
Yeah, and so, you know, unfortunately, this is, as a coach, you're like, okay, what do we do here? You know, our running game has been okay, but it's in 6 and 7 yard chunks, not nine.
Right.
Yeah, and they're going to take a timeout and talk about it.
Yep. So Glenwood decides they want to take some extra time, figure this out, fourth and long on what will probably be the turning point of the game if they keep a drive going. 3:24 left in the fourth, 28-21 Steamboat. This is KMTS.
If you look into the eyes of that young athlete, you will see the fire and determination that only comes from believing in yourself and in dreams coming true. I've seen it. This is Jay Rickstrew for Alpine Bank, member FDIC. If you ever wondered if dreams really do come true, look to that young athlete. You'll find your proof.
Welcome back to Steamboat Springs as we are in the fourth quarter. 3:24 left in the fourth, 28-21 Steamboat. And Glenwood is looking at fourth and nine on their own 32-yard line. Glenwood trying to keep this drive going, and they have no choice but to go for it on fourth and long. Steamboat crowd getting into it. Sandoval's in shotgun, three receivers to his left, one to his right in the backfield, back in the backfield with him. He drops back to pass. Sandoval up with the pass. He's going long to his wide receiver, and it's caught.
It's caught.
Rosenberg.
He's
caught. He's gone. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Glenwood.
You bet. Finally.
Wow. Talk about a well-used timeout. Rosenmerkel just blazes down the sideline, catches it in stride, and is in for the touchdown.
What a throw by Sandoval.
Sandoval, he actually went through his progressions. He looked right and then started working his way back and saw Rosenmerkel just blowing by everybody. Beautiful pass by Sandoval. Wow. They started that drive at their own 32-yard line.
So 68-yard pass.
We're looking at a fourth and nine, and it was either get the first down or that was going to be the game. Rosenmerkel on to attempt the PAT.
I'm surprised they're not going for two for the win here.
They did have one blocked earlier, and this
and
one's no
it.
Good. Oh,
yeah.
I couldn't tell if it was tipped at the line, and Rosenmerkel feels horrible.
3:14 left. Well,
he's tired. He just ran.
Yeah.
He just ran.
That's probably
yards.
One of your offensive weapons is the PAT kicker. Wow. 3:14 left in the fourth quarter. Steamboat leading Glenwood 28-27. This is KMTS.
The exact replacement parts are better than just any old parts. That's why Toyota Service Center technicians use genuine Toyota parts, because they're designed to fit the exact specifications of your vehicle. Toyota Service Centers. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Visit Toyota.com or head to your nearest dealer and drive home in your new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Visit Bighorn Toyota in Glenwood Springs today. Toyota, let's go places.
What a way to go. Glenwood was looking at fourth and long. They get it. Not only do they get the first down, they get a touchdown out of it. They go for the PAT, and I believe it looked like it was tipped because it all of a sudden went off to the side.
Yep.
And now we sit at 28-27 Steamboat with 3:14 left in the fourth quarter. Rosenmerkel goes to kick the ball off. Line drive kick, bounces at the 10. Steamboat returner picks it up but runs into one of his own guys, so he has to change course. And Steamboat's going to have the ball first and 10 at their own 15-yard line.
Rosenmerkel's kick received by Brady Rose.
Rose takes that, and had he not run into his own defender, his own blocker, he may have actually picked up a few more on that, but he kind of had to turn and go down the line instead of down the field.
Yeah, and we were talking a little bit. That's an interesting choice by, you know, Coach Engel to not go for two there and try to get the lead. And now, you know, they had one blocked already. They missed another one earlier, I believe, because they had to go for two earlier to even things back up.
The first one was blocked, and I think this one was just brushed somebody's fingertips
yeah.
the way it looked. So Steamboat working exclusively out of the shotgun all game. Hamrick back in shotgun. He's got three receivers to his left, one to the right, and a back in there with him. They do hand it to Grove, the running back. And Grove is able to pick up maybe a yard if that good swarm tackling by Glenwood brings up second and nine.
Second and nine for the Sailors.
So, yeah, I mean, Steamboat's in let's burn the clock mode.
Yep.
Glenwood, interestingly enough, their defense, they're in like a cover zero. There was no safety back here at all. They're all manned up, which unfortunately I'm afraid might burn them because – the defenders haven't been keeping up with the receivers very well.
And all of Steamboat's receivers, if you're just joining us, are all over 6'2". They've been throwing the ball with efficiency. Glenwood's been able to hang with them at times, but not the entire game.
No safety again.
No safety again. Cover zero for Glenwood. Hamrick back in the shotgun. Two receivers to each side. Grove is in the backfield with him. They'd now move the tight end, Bogan, to the right. Direct snap to Grove this time. He does take it, but it's actually going to go for a loss. I think they're going to lose almost a yard on that one. Good tackle by
Hamrick on the carry.
Number... It might have been McMillan on that one.
Third and nine.
Couldn't tell who made the tackle for Glenwood. They're going to call it no gain, third and nine for Steamboat. But the clock keeps on going. That's the biggest enemy for Glenwood right now. A minute 50 and counting in the fourth quarter, and Glenwood down by a single point. Steamboat not in a hurry. They want to burn as much clock as possible.
Yep. Well, and Glenwood has been struggling with the passing game so badly, but they can't afford to give it back to him down here. They're going to have to make some yards.
Cover
here.
Zero again for Glenwood. Steamboat in the shotgun. Three to the right, one to the left. A running back Grove in the backfield with Hamrick. Hamrick
Seven
takes
blitzer.
It. Rolls left. Glenwood puts on the pressure, and they're going to run him out of bounds before the first down.
Yeah,
so that'll be a
21.
That'll be fourth down. We'll see if Steamboat tries to pick up the 4 yards they need for a first down.
Gain about four.
Third and three.
Third and four.
Fourth and four.
We got a timeout, Glenwood.
Glenwood does finally stop the clock with a minute 5 left on the clock. We'll take a quick break ourselves with the score 28-27 Steamboat. Minute 5 left in the fourth. This is KMTS.
This sports program on KMTS is enthusiastically brought to you by Berthoud Motors GMC in Buick in Glenwood Springs. For well over 70 years, Berthoud Motors has served Western Colorado as a family-owned business. Just like the student-athletes you're rooting for in this game, our owners grew up here and still live here. Go to our website, berthoudgmc.com, and see the Berthoud Advantage. Berthoud Motors GMC Buick on South Grand Ave, a block south of the Sunlight Bridge in Glenwood Springs.
Welcome back to Steamboat Springs as we are in the fourth quarter. A minute 5 left in the fourth. Steamboat leading Glenwood 28-27. Fourth and 4 for Steamboat, and they are at least in the punt formation. Ray Rosenmerkel back deep to receive for Glenwood. I don't know if I've ever actually figured out who is punting for Steamboat. Their numbers are so dark.
Yeah.
Snap is good. A little high. He had to jump up to kick it.
It's a horrible kick.
They've been all high punts, and it's going to settle. It's actually going to take a Glenwood bounce. And Glenwood will have beautiful field position. They'll have the ball at the Steamboat 35-yard line.
It's only a 14-yard punt.
With 53 seconds left in the game, we'll see if Glenwood can move down the field.
Oh, that punter is in trouble.
Oh, yeah. He didn't do anything he hasn't been doing the whole game, though, so it's not like the coach shouldn't have known what was coming.
But, that one was much shorter than the other ones, and he didn't get the beautiful bounce he's gotten the last couple times.
Sandoval in the shotgun. He's got two receivers to either side, a running back in the backfield with him. He drops back to pass. He scans defense, holds onto the ball for a long time, and ends up throwing short. Intended receiver on that one was Markovich.
Sandoval's pass is incomplete.
I take it back. The 26 and the 25 are throwing me. That was McMillan.
My apologies. Second and 10 for the Demons.
Second and 10 for Glenwood. 48 seconds left in the fourth quarter. The clock right now is their biggest enemy, especially if they keep throwing incomplete passes.
Yeah, and we've had, what, 7, 8 drops?
Yep. Sandoval once again in the shotgun. Three receivers to his left, one to the right. He's got McMillan in the back with him, and Steamboat just crushes Sandoval.
Yeah, they sent the house.
All kinds of pressure up the middle, and he takes a really big loss on that one. That's going to back the ball up to the 45-yard line.
And the clock is running.
Loss of 10, and the clock is running. 30 seconds of counting left in the fourth quarter.
Good shot on the sack.
Sandoval in the shotgun, three to the left, one to the right. He's got McMillan in the backfield with him. He looks to throw, throws the ball up high, and it's going to be
almost
incomplete, almost intercepted by Steamboat.
And number three, Kay Gideon.
About the only good thing out of that was that the fact the clock stopped for Glenwood.
Fourth and 20 for the Demons.
Yeah, fourth and 20, 16 seconds left.
You look at it, they were running the ball so well. They were at the 35. Why would you all of a sudden drop back to something that you weren't doing?
Yeah, I think that the time pressure was getting to the coach. Knowing that if he runs the ball, he doesn't have enough timeouts to get the clock stopped.
Steamboat Defenders getting the crowd into it. They know this is it. This is going to be the game right here. Fourth and 20 for Glenwood. They converted the last fourth and long and got a touchdown out of it. But you can bet the Steamboat isn't going to let that happen. They still only have one safety deep. As Sandoval takes the snap, three receivers to his left, one to his right. He is going to have to run. And it's incomplete.
Pass is incomplete. Zellers will take over.
That is it.
Yep, all Steamboat has to do is take a knee on it.
He actually had a decent amount of field in front of him, but he decided to try and throw it. It still wouldn't have picked up the first down.
Yeah, I think he knew that if he did run it, he wasn't going to go all the way, and it was like he still has to get the ball further down the field.
So, such a good game. Man. Such a way for Glenwood to come away with this one with a loss. They battled the entire game. We're leading. No, I take it back. They actually never led in the game. They kept tying it up.
Yep. They would come even, and they had a chance to take the lead on that last touchdown where they could have gone for two. Instead, they kicked it, and it was blocked. It was tipped. It was whatever. So it left them 1 point shy.
Hamrick in the victory formation takes the knee, and that's the game. Glenwood comes oh so close, and Steamboat pulls another one out by 1 point. They won by 1 point last week against Eagle Valley.
Well, and isn't Glenwood playing Eagle Valley next week? It's going to be another close game next week as well. They're going to have to battle for it.
So it'll be really interesting to see how that one goes. And hopefully our mic is still in one piece when I go down there to
yeah.
That's the end of the game. Steamboat beats Glenwood 28-27. We'll step away for a few minutes. We'll come back with the totals right after this on KMTS.
At Flooring America, we're with you every step of the way, and that's rare today in a world of big chains and home supercenters. It starts with our sales staff, trained in flooring and design, to help you with your decorating decisions, like which color, which style, which brand of flooring will work best for you. Let our experts guide you through our huge selection of luxurious carpet and area rugs, stylish ceramic tile, beautiful hardwood, easy care laminate, and durable vinyl floors, and help you choose the right floor for the way you live. No matter which floor you choose, we'll install it and guarantee it for the life of the floor. The home centers can't say that. See our store for details. For service and selection you just won't find at the big home supercenters, count on Flooring America, with you every step of the way.
Remember, Flooring America will meet or beat any competitor's advertised price. Flooring America, covering the country one home at a time. 1414 Grand Avenue in Glenwood Springs. Call 928-SAVE.
Is it time for a new car, SUV, or truck? Get into a new Buick or GMC, or choose from over 100 pre-owned vehicles. We have the best selection in the valley at Berthoud Motors GMC Buick. Come by and let us show you just the right vehicle. Se habla Espanol? Come by and meet Hugo. ITIN? No problem. We can help anyone build or rebuild their credit. Come see all the new 2021 Buicks and GMCs arriving daily. Check out our new Buick Encore GX, a five-person SUV, innovated, engineered, and crafted to fit the way your life moves. Search our in-stock inventory on professional-grade GMC Sierra pickup trucks and see our extensive selection of pre-owned inventory at Berthoud Motors GMC Buick on Grand Avenue, a block south of the Sunlight Bridge in Glenwood Springs. See us online at berthoudmotorsgmc.com. That's BERTHODGMC.com.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this home's carpet aboard this tiny ship.
Jillian! Water's breaking over the bow! Get buckets!
Skipper, I'm bailing as fast as I can. It's no use, there's too much water.
Well, little buddy, I never thought I'd say this, but with a flood this bad, we better call Mr. back.
Say what? Are you nuts, Skipper?
Well, that's a first. Dust Bunny's actually calling Mr. Vac. This is Jay with Mr. Vac. When you experience a flood, time is of the essence. At Mr. Vac, we are certified to extract the water and dry your home to prevent any secondary damage from mold or mildew. Flooding's a nasty event, but Mr. Vac is here if you need help.
Did you say we should call Mr. Vac?
I did, little buddy. Mayday, mayday.
Hopefully your call to Mr. Vac will just be for carpet, stone, and tile cleaning, or perhaps for air duct cleaning. But if you experience a flood, call Mr. Vac immediately at 928-9738 in the Roaring Fork Valley or 476-4560 in the Vail Valley. Mr. Vac, give us a call. We'll answer the phone.
Some drivers think comfort is found in leather seats or dual climate control. But for 40 million American motorists, comfort is knowing they have a State Farm agent who's always there, providing personal service at a competitive rate. So talk to me, State Farm agent Carl Ciani, and I'll help you make sure you get the coverage you need and the discounts you deserve. After all, any insurance company can promise you a good price, but nobody takes care of you like a State Farm agent. Call me, Carl Ciani, and I'll prove it.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you look into the eyes of that young athlete, you will see the fire and determination that only comes from believing in yourself and in dreams coming true. I've seen it. This is Jay Rixdrew for Alpine Bank, member FDIC. If you ever wondered if dreams really do come true, look to that young athlete. You'll find your proof.
Crushing loss for Glenwood here at Steamboat, 28-27. They came so close to snapping this streak that they run. At least you can say they didn't get shut out. It was a very competitive game.
Oh, absolutely.
With a team that was almost as opposite from Glenwood as you can get.
Yeah. Steamboat, I mean, they were in doubles, they were in trips, they were in shotgun spread the whole time. We never saw them line up in any other formation. And I mean, and they threw the ball 289 yards. They threw the ball 35 times in this game. And, you know, with three touchdowns, you know, 22 of those were completions. And you compare that to Glenwood, who they only threw the ball 16 times and only completed two of them. Oof. With seven drops.
It's tough to win a game when you've got something like that.
Oh, yeah. And Glenwood, you know, we saw that kind of from Glenwood at the beginning of the season. Like, the Harrison game was all on the ground. You know, that first game of the season, they just could not get anything going in the air. The very next game, they couldn't get anything going on the ground, and it was all in the air. I think Sandoval had 170-something yards or something like that. And it was just like, they weren't able to put them together.
Right.
And it's still struggling to put them together. You know, we saw Glenwood in the first half. They looked like they were running the ball very well.
Steamboat really couldn't stop them. They were getting 8-9 yards at a chunk.
Right, and they had 153 yards in the first half. They ended the game with only 183. So they went away from the running game, only gained 30 yards on the ground, and I think that was the thing that really kind of took the game from them.
Yeah, it's like they were trying to keep up with Steamboat, and passing, you're not going to do it. They've got all those receivers well over 6 foot, and you can only do so much. Having said that, Glenwood was in places. They were defending passes with him for a while. They may catch the ball, but they weren't letting him get any yards after the catch. And then there was a few, especially towards the end of the first half, where they were batting balls away. They were doing pretty good. So Glenwood just has to finish putting stuff together. In fact, Rosenmerkel, he's out practicing that PAT again. Wow. Oh, it's got to be crushing.
Yeah.
He made that long pass reception, ran it in for the touchdown, got back to the PAT. I swear it looked like it was tipped off a finger because the trajectory changed just a little bit, not a lot. But you know that's going to wear on him.
Yeah. And you can tell by the fact that he's out there kicking him again that he doesn't care if it was tipped or not. I think he's putting that on himself. But honestly, Rosenmerkel is kind of the bright spot in this game for Glenwood. He had 113 yards on the ground. You tack on the 83-yard kickoff return for the touchdown. You know, he's almost 200 yards by himself. I mean, McMillan and you know, Markovich weren't able to add a whole lot, about 41 yards apiece for them. And it's just Glenwood's going to struggle as long as they're still, you know, this game they're kind of a one-trick pony. It's like that, you know, that running game, even though it wasn't taken away from Steamboat, if they went away from it at all, you just couldn't see it. And quite frankly, I don't place all of that on Sandoval.
No.
I mean, Sandoval threw a lot of good balls in there. And we saw a lot of – I mean, sure, I think Rosenmerkel dropped one that was a really tough catch, hit him in the hands, but he was falling down and that kind of thing. But some of the other ones were just right through the hands, right through the arms. I think – I think the Glenwood coaches are going to have to, you know, get the jugs machine or whatever, you know, just, hey, you know, hey, we're going to spend the next 35, 40 minutes, you know, just taking turns, and you're just going to catch them from every different perspective and try to get those hands a little softer and, you know, so that they're not, you know, I think – as Ron said, so they can go ahead and catch a cold.
Right.
Shout out to Ron.
Yeah. You know, for those of you that are joining us and you're going, wait a minute, it's high school football. The game's over and it's only 6:45. What's going on? Due to the official shortage, this game had to start at 4:00. And then this official crew, they jumped right in their cars. They're headed down the road to Hayden to call a game there. And Ron is unfortunately down with the Rona. And he's doing good. He's feeling fine. He's recovering. So I was here filling in. Was glad to be here with Keith, and we might have to do it again. We were just sitting here counting days.
Yeah. If you think about the 10 days,
it's going to be close.
Or
so
that kind
we'll
of thing,
we'll
yeah.
see. Either Ron will be back next week, or I'll be back. We'll have Glenwood at Eagle Valley. It should be a pretty good game. We did note Steamboat beat Eagle Valley by 1 point, and they beat Glenwood by 1 point. So where Eagle Valley and Glenwood sit in comparison to each other, we'll see. So Glenwood falls to 3-4. Steamboat jumps to 6-1 overall. We'll see how things balance out. Of course, the rest of the games are actually going to be starting here in about 15 minutes. So, unfortunately, I don't have any scores for you, or else I'd give you some of that, but we don't.
If you did, I'd start getting my bets ready.
You and me both. You and me both, brother. So it's been fun to call a game. It's just a tough way for Glenwood to lose this one by 1 point in the last was it 2 minutes of the game? Really?
Yeah, and you're always going to second guess. You know, should they have gone for two there and try to get the win? Honestly, the way they were running the ball, I think I would have. You know, even just handed it off to Markovic up the middle. I mean, I don't think it recorded a Markovic run that was less than 3 yards. So
I think you're right.
So it's just like, but it's, you know, hindsight is 20/20, and you know, I get to be an armchair coach up here and say, well, this is what I would have done. You know,
we're up here in the sheltered booth going, you know,
right.
And looking at it from hindsight as always.
Yeah.
So that's going to do it for us. I do want to thank our sponsors, Flooring America, covering the country one home at a time, Mr. Vac Cleaning and Restoration, Berthod Motors, GMC Buick, serving Western Colorado since 1944, Bighorn Toyota, Alpine Bank, Carl Ciani, State Farm Insurance, and, of course, our newest, Bank of Colorado, a member FDIC. Glad we can have all these sponsors. Every one of you make it possible for us to drive up here to Steamboat. I want it to end up being a beautiful night. And, we actually get to get home early. We might be home before midnight. This is just, that's weird.
When you told me they moved the game to 4, I was thinking, oh, good, I get to come home before tomorrow.
Exactly.
That's good.
That doesn't happen often. So that's going to do it from Steamboat. We'll talk to you next Friday from Eagle Valley. Have a great weekend, everybody. And as always, keep it tuned right here to KMTS.